grasp your thrall. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra on adulterated live transmission on this very day, the 16th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. Regardless of where you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you, and as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are formidable. The reason why we are formidable is because we are relentless. Is because we don't retreat nor surrender. We don't run away from any confrontation, regardless of where it's coming from. That is where we are, who we are today. And as they emerge, we must confront them. We have to. Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you. Especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, unlike any other of its kind on the face of the planet. We are here to seek the unadulterated, unfettered sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We want to be free. We want to understand the meaning of liberty and go back to it. That is what I just told them not too long ago on the radio show hosted by my very dear friend, Mike Hasler. Wherever you are on the face of this very earth, regardless of your time zone, the continent you're in, the country, the town, the city, or the place, that this is the home of the truth, because here we speak it, regardless of whose ox is God. We must speak the truth here on this very platform, irrespective of the consequences must be spoken. This is Radio Biafra, that's why we're different. That is why we are exceptionally incredible. That is why Biafra is going to come under our watch in truth and honesty. Wherever you are, you will leave what you're doing. You will take some time out. You will contact some people who are impervious to what we are preaching. You will tell those of them who may have heard about Radio Biafra but unable to join us to please try and do the best they can to go to satellite because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra can be received on satellite if you point your dish towards 17 degrees east, Amos 5 satellite. In outer space, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra, especially those of you in Africa, those of you in the Middle East, and also in South America as well. You will be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite using any decoder at all. Even if you're using DSTV, that is a way we can tweak it, and you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are on DASAT. Radio Biafra is also accessible online if you go to www.radiobiafra.co. We are there. If you go to www.tunein.com, we are also there. If you go to radioforest.net, if you go to biafrarestoration.com, if you go to biafravoice.com, these are all the listening posts that I'm mentioning to you. If one is not working, the other will be working. We have so many of them not wishing that this very truth that we preach on this very radio station should be heard by the whole world. Therefore, we have taken extraordinary measures to ensure the ceaseless propagation of this very wonderful message. A message that is in itself gospel. A gospel that must be preached for Biafra to come. That is why we are here. That is why we must preach it. We are coming to you live and direct from New York, following our excursion into New Jersey yesterday to the home of our own and very revered Professor Innocent Odenigbo, a man that I continue to pray for, that we are all praying for him, himself, the beautiful wife, and the rest of the family. They are always in our thoughts, and he will recover very speedily. I am very happy with what I saw. Before, the professor couldn't speak following the surgery, but now his voice is coming back. We want the return of that same golden voice back to us as quickly as possible. And Chukwu Abiama is very kind, very merciful, and listening to our prayers. We wish him a very fast and quick recovery. We are also here today to continue this very message to our people, to Biafrans in the United States of America, to all those who are men and women of goodwill, those that love liberty, those of you that love freedom, those of you that would like what you see, enjoy here in the United States of America, also replicated in other parts of the world, especially in Africa, where men are still in bondage, where there is so much darkness because there is poverty, there is backwardness, there is no discernible human development, nothing seems to be working, everything has been rendered asunder because of the coming together of irreconcilably diametrically opposed value systems, cultures, language, religion, just name it, put together by the British to serve only one outstanding interest, that is their colonial exploitative interest in that part of the world. That is what we are against, and as long as we allow the continuation of this very damnable arrangement, this arrangement designed to enslave, this very arrangement designed to keep people in perpetual bondage and darkness, there is no way we can test freedom or liberty. I am not too far from the Statue of Liberty here in the United States of America, a symbol that should remind each and every American of the very high value we ascribe to liberty. The same liberty you enjoy here in the United States of America is what we wish for ourselves and our children. I do not personally believe that the development of a human mind can be complete in the absence or with the absence of freedom. Not possible. We are not free. Therefore, Biafrans are effectively third generation slaves because we served the Europeans. We have served the Americans. We have served Hausa Fulani people. Now heaven knows who will come next that we are going to serve. All we seek is to be free. All we are asking for is an opportunity to live freely in the land given to us by the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who will very graciously, we pray, accept every praise, every honor, every adoration. We ask Chukwu Abiama to come and abide with us, to come and finish this very thing that he started. I never wanted to do Biafra in the first place. Chukwu Abiama said that we must do it because he decreed that we should come. We have come, and for that reason, Biafra will also come with us. Some people doubt us, and I have lived all my life proving doubters wrong. This is the greatest of them all, and I relish it. I love it. We are in freedom fighting, and for those of you who are joining us for the very first time, that is the essence of Radio Biafra. We are here to restore our country in truth and honesty. That very place is called Biafra land. Anything that man does cannot stop us. Only Chukwu Abiama, the Most High God, can. And he cannot stop us because he cannot send us on an errand and at the same time put up roadblocks to stop us from accomplishing it. Therefore, failure can never be contemplated. Never, ever, ever. We are about to show them how formidable we are. We say it, they think we are joking, but we are about to prove it to them. Now they will know how serious we are. They think we don't know what we are doing. We are about to show you. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very radio station, and the rest of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. And without any shred of doubt, will dedicate myself every blessed day to this very noble endeavor. It is either I get Biafra or I die. One of them must happen. One thing will happen. Biafra comes or I'm dead. I cannot live without Biafra. It is impossible. We are about to show them how serious we are. All that I do is by the grace of God and not of man. That is why we will continue. And that is why we are about to show people, including Dalton Thomas's, how serious we really are. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are the same. We run an interactive program following our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We shall go forth to open our lines and take your calls. If you are privileged to call Radio Biafra, if you are fortunate enough to get through, we shall put your voice, your views, your opinion to the rest of humanity. You'll be able to listen to them, and they will also be able to listen to you. Your views and anything that you have to express will go out to them. They will digest it and they will come back to us. If you make sense, we adopt it. If you don't, we will leave it. As soon as the barrister himself is able to join us, he will come and join us. I have a very important announcement to make today, and people must pay very clear attention to what I have to say. On this very day, the 16th of October, in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now here in New York standing at approximately 10 past 2 p.m. in the afternoon, there is a conference scheduled to be held in Barcelona on the 27th of this month. That very conference is cancelled. I repeat what I said. There is a conference scheduled to hold in Barcelona, organized by the indigenous people of Biafra, of which I am heading, on the 27th of this month. That conference is hereby cancelled. The conference will no longer hold. No genuine Biafran is expected to attend that very conference. Details will be circulated later on. Enemies are attempting to penetrate our operations. We can't let them. They want to use Barcelona to get in, and they can't get in. That very meeting, instigated and inspired by criminals and vagabonds, will no longer hold. That is final. Every reference on Radio Biafra London to this very conference on the 27th should immediately be taken down. That conference will not hold. We are in receipt of intelligence that that very conference has been convened by the same people or instigated by the same people working with Lucha Socorocha. That conference is therefore cancelled, completely cancelled, and will not hold. That's the end of it. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We continue to welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people, UCHMFO and every admin we have on Facebook. Make it very clear. This announcement is very, very clear. the consequences will be disastrous for anybody or group of persons attending anything at all. On the 27th, the conference in Barcelona is hereby cancelled. Completely and utterly cancelled. Nobody will attend it. If you're a Biafran, you will not attend it. That is the end of that very issue. I am joined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us from London, as always, without fail, because the barrister is not just a great man, he is a very good man. And the barrister is here as an example of how to fight for the freedom of your country. Any gross insubordination will be crushed into the dust. I love it when people challenge me. I love it very much. There will be no conference in Barcelona. I don't care when it's holding. There is none. It will not hold. That same conference being called in Barcelona is off. Completely off and cancelled. It won't hold. This is Radio Biafra. I'll go to the barrister. Barrister, if you can hear me, so is the rest of humanity. We are in New York. We are disseminating this very information to the hearing of the entire humanity. That Chukwu Abiama may bear us witness, because heaven knows that we are incorruptible. Incorruptible by any man. That is why we are the way we are. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. There is nothing man can do to make us to shake our resolve, our determination, the grit in us to go forth to do what is right, to go to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That kingdom of heaven is Biafra. And Biafra will come in our lifetime and under our watch. Barrister, if you can hear me, please proceed. Barrister, can you hear me?
Now it will remain.
Yes, go ahead.
And so it be cancelled. Director, let me borrow a little bit of.
Barrister, repeat what you said. Please repeat what you said. It wasn't very clear because the cables we are playing up. Repeat your opening statement for the benefit of our listeners all over the world, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I said Director has cancelled a conference, and that is the way it will remain. It will be cancelled. Director, let me borrow a little bit from our late brother. We are what we are, and that's the way it's going to be, if you don't know. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, East, West, North or South. Director has cancelled the conference, because he has a reason for doing so. And that reason should remain as it is. No conference, everybody should do it. Because the director says so, and there's no debate. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are. Fellow Biafrans, we are on air. AM, PM, this is the PM edition. If you are driving, if you are cycling, if you are motorbiking, if you are on the air, or if you are in the sea, we've covered air, land, and sea. We say good evening to all of you, welcoming those who are still coming in and those who are already seated. Director, I thank all of you out there, especially yesterday being here with our only professor, Professor Odenibo. I saw all the photos you took with him, very handsome man with all the beautiful gray hairs on his head. The professor will live long. He started Biafra with us. He will be alive to see Biafra.
You see?
And that is the way it will be.
You see?
Director, it gladdens my heart each time I speak to my people. Each time we say to our people, be energized, be reinforced, be focused. Do not be distracted. Do not be deceived. For we have had a lot and we have had enough. Everyday killings. Who are the people that have been killed? Biafrans. My own people. Your blood. Enough should be enough. Director, anybody who says that Biafra should not be restored should call Radio Biafra and tell us otherwise. That's all we need. tell us the reason why we are dying on a daily basis and we should not restore Biafra. Phone in Radio Biafra and tell us your reason why Biafra should not be restored. If you haven't got any reason, please make your donations. We have to go home to free the Western immigration capacity. They've had it in a dream. We need to go home. Western world should understand that the restoration of Biafra will free their immigration problem. Banging our people up in prisons is not a good solution. The solution all of you need is to restore Biafra. When we go home, you don't need to be locking people up anymore. In Biafra land, we will not lock anybody seeking for asylum up. It's illegal. It's part of slavery. Biafra will not do it. This is what we started in 1911 when the kingdom was in existence. We don't lock refugees up. We don't lock anybody seeking for asylum up. It's illegal. Let Biafra be restored. We will empty all your countries, take our people back home, and carry on as usual. Good evening to all of you, Director. I am here for the news.
Of course, thank you. Will be. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That is the voice, the very unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. For those of you joining us for the very first time, those of you returning to us, this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct and we are coming to you from New York City in the United States of America, from where we have come to continue the work that we pledged our lives to before Chukwu Abiama and before man. It has been very, very successful. I have seen Professor Innocent Udenigbo in person. My life is now complete. I feel renewed. I feel re-energized. And this work will continue, if not for anything else, but for the sake of Biafrans, like the great professor himself, this work must continue. We have not just come to work. We have come to get Biafra. In the process, we are here to educate our people, enlighten them about their civic responsibilities, and teach them how to be able to run a government as well when it comes, because Biafra will not be like any other black country in Africa. God forbid. It won't happen. That is why we are taking our time to educate our people, to enlighten them, to tell them exactly how to conduct themselves, to tell them the signs to look out for, to bring to their knowledge, their understanding and their awareness, the things that they need to do to ensure the revival of their country if they wish to be regarded as civilized beings. That is why we are here. If it is the truth, we must preach it on this very platform. If it is not, we will not preach it and we expose it for what it is. That is why we are here and that is why we must continue to do this very work until Biafra comes and beyond. When our lines open, you will have a few numbers or a few ways through which or by which you will be able to get to us. The first one is our studio number here in the USA. That number is 01-347-257-2894. I repeat, +1-347-257-2894. We also have another number, which is our main or principal studio line, which is 0044 or +44 as the case may be, 208-133-9976. I repeat, +44-208-133-9976. We are also on Skype. Our Skype ID, we have two of them. In fact, we have up to four, but we're only using two today. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. All one word, Radio Biafra. or you can go via Radio Biafra 1. And for all our principal officers of state, they have Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68, all one word. That is meant for the principal officers of state, those of them serving their country in truth and honesty all over this very planet we call Earth, in their various capacities. You could be a secretary, a spokesperson, PRO, a publicity secretary, a financial secretary. You may be a zonal coordinator. You may be a treasurer. You may be a national coordinator. As long as you are serving your country in whatever capacity that we have deemed fit, the line for you to get through to Radio Biafra on is Rapid Response 68. It is a Skype ID, so that when you call us on that very line, we know that an officer of state is calling and we will be able to prioritize your call, because you may have a very important announcement to make. You may have a very important announcement to make. Once again, I wish to correct what I said earlier, please. The date of this very conference was previously scheduled for the 25th. That conference will no longer hold. It won't hold again in Barcelona. It was scheduled to be held in our embassy in Barcelona. It will no longer hold. There is no more conference. There is no more distribution of leaflet or materials relating to that very conference. It stands cancelled. And that is the end of it. When another one comes up, we shall inform you on Radio Biafra. We must continue. Once again, the number to call when our lines open is +1 or 01, because we are in the USA, 01347257 2894. The other line is +44208 1339976. This is Radio Biafra. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. We must go forward to our news headlines this very afternoon from New York City, where the time is approximately 25 minutes past 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It is the same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in my country, in my beloved and holy land of Biafra, and the same time also in London, where Radio Biafra started. We must welcome you wherever you are. This is your platform, as always. Please never fail, I will say, to tell those around you, your friends and your family, to please join us. We know a lot of you are listening at this very moment, especially in New York. We welcome all of you secret listeners in New York. There are many of you. We know that some of you were calling us yesterday, and we urge you to continue to listen, but please come out of your timidity and your cowardice and take possession of what belongs to you. Biafra belongs to each and every one of us, and together we are going to go into that very promised land. We may be resident there at the moment, but we are not free. One thing is lacking, that is liberty, and that is why we must continue to do all we can until our land is restored to its rightful position. Once again, we welcome each and every one of you. By way of headlines today, we are reporting that Baba Akande, I don't know what we call them, Baba, I don't know what Baba means. Baba Akande blasts Jonathan, said he is an ingrate to Yoruba. This is the fine thing about the hypocritical nationalism of the politicians that inhabit the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria is a zoo full of animals. Nigeria is a zoo full of animals. They can't and will remain indefinitely incapable of reasoning. Somebody is a politician telling you about one Nigeria. In the same breath, he's telling the president of the country that he is an ingrate towards Yoruba people. In other words, this man is putting Yorubas first, and rightfully so. A lesson for wretched, pathetic Igbo politicians to learn from. Only if they can learn, that is. Victims protest against Jonathan's broken promise. He is being buffeted left, right, and center. Some people say, oh, Nigeria is a nation. It's a nation, as they were saying yesterday, according to Yakubu Gowon. And I ask Yakubu Gowon, please, can you tell me the national dress for this very country? What is the dress code for this nation? When Jonathan goes to Lafia, he dresses like somebody in the desert, herding cattle. He will cover his face like a sultan. He goes to Yoruba land, he becomes Babalawo, or whatever they call them in Yoruba land. You see the way he would dress. And when he comes and visits parts of Biafra land, he dresses the same. He exactly the same as the people there does. Any part of the country, he's like a chameleon. Anywhere he's going to, he dresses like the people. And they say, you're a nation. That is the that is the intellectual capacity of an average person from Black Africa to reason exactly like a monkey in the New York Zoo. They don't know the definition of a nation. There is no nation that have three or four ways or have three or four different national dresses. It's impossible. You can only have one way to dress. If you go to England and say what is the national dress in England or how does an English gentleman dress, they will tell you a suit and a bowler hat. Always. Never ever changes. But in Jonathan's case, if you travel to Kanuri, you dress like Kanuri. You travel to Yoruba, you dress you like Yoruba in the Agbada. Is it 1,800 or 400? I don't know what it is. You come to Igbo land, you wear Nkalari with red cap on your head. Who are you? You are nobody because you are a Nigerian. Mutiny 59 soldiers arraigned, plead not guilty. We continue. The Zoo and Jonathan, the Republicans rule, not the Republicans, please. The House of Representatives, not Republicans in America, because they are full of good people. Believe it or not. Zoo and Jonathan, the reps rule out referendum for confab recommendations, as we told them, that they will rule it out. That is their duty. That is the way they are. Pastor David Oyedepo, that owns Winners Chapel, is banned from entering Britain. As we told you, when we started on this criminal, some of you were saying, oh, leave them. They are men of God. They are men of Satan. And we told you that this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. The Cameroonian government listened and banned criminal Yoruba churches. This man with his private jets, they have banned him from now entering the United Kingdom. Some of our people in New York area, we understand that the reason why you don't listen to Radio Biafra is because your Yoruba pastors asked you or told you not to listen to Radio Biafra in public. Every Sunday here in New York and New Jersey, you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches to go and give them money when your mothers are being chased all over the place at Enugu. You are here in America going to Yoruba churches. All of you are a disgrace to humanity. As a Biafran, you go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor because you have no shame. You have no shame. Those of you that still attend Yoruba churches, that go and kneel before Yoruba pastors, you are bringing bad luck and shame to we Biafrans because you don't know your status. You are a child of God, descended from heaven itself, from the bowels of the highest place that you can ever find. Why are you disgracing yourselves? Why are you bringing shame upon yourselves by kneeling before cowardly and criminal Yoruba pastors? Why are you doing that? Is there any justification? Is there any reason why you are doing that? Is there any reason why you should continue to do that? Please, 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 we ask you to change your evil ways and return to your senses. Anybody who is a Biafran or answering a Biafran name, Ike Chukwu, Oke Chukwu, Chikamna, Rio, regardless of your, what your name is, Chinyere, Angoreka, it doesn't matter. And you kneel before a Yoruba pastor, you are a child of the devil. You are an instrument of Lucifer. You are. Go and think about your life very well. You cannot be a human being with pride. Yoruba should be kneeling in front of you, not you kneeling in front of them. That is why I love the Hebrews. No matter what they did, they clung on to their faith that Yahweh is God. No matter what you do, they say no. Regardless of their condition, they say no, that Chukwu Abiama is God. That's why I love them. You people, after Yoruba people, I'm sure, who knows, people from Togo will come, you go and bow before them. Because you are betraying your ignorance and stupidity. Imagine you are foolish. You are in New York. Your women, your mothers are being chased about in the villages. You are in New York going to Yoruba churches. Oh no, don't listen to Radio Biafra. In Yoruba churches here, that's what they're saying. In Yoruba Pentecostal churches. Because you people are daft. We know some of you came out. Some of you listen to Radio Biafra. But a sizable majority of you are living in bondage and darkness. If you don't know how to organize a party, if you're looking for a place to dress up well to go to, get together, all of you, organize dinner parties so you can wear good dress and go and have dinner. And dance if you want to. Not going to Yoruba churches. We've been told what people do. Did some of you not, when Ayo Olusegun came, was it 2 months ago? I think some of you pledged $8,000 for a pastor that will do nothing for you. Nothing. Nothing at all for you. To ask you to contribute to, for us to buy weapons to stop our mothers from being chased about as they were doing last night. You say no. You want one Nigeria. You go and you give a Yoruba pastor $8,000. Are we lying? We have spies now. We are going to announce all your names and how much you give to Yoruba pastors. Starting from next month. All of you in New York, as soon as you go to all these churches when these criminals come, with their private jets in the United States. Shame. You don't have any shame. All of you. We will start to publish your names on Radio Biafra. We will publish your names. Any amount you give to a Yoruba pastor, we'll publish it. And then we'll go back to your village and ask them, what have you done in your village that is $8,000? That you're giving to Yoruba pastors. Mad people. I am here in New York to talk sense into some of you. Because some of you are daft. You take money, you go and give to Yoruba pastor. Yoruba pastor will go and build an university in Yoruba land. And only, admit only Yoruba people to that university. When they graduate, they go and manage companies where your own children cannot get jobs. And you tell me you're a human being. Who told you you have brain in your head? Because you're in New York. From next month, we publish your useless names. You give Yoruba pastors 8,000. You are drunk with stupidity. Nigeria Cameroon Trans Border Military Operations Conference begins. They have a conference on how to patrol border. I would have thought it's a very simple thing. To patrol a border should be very easy. You arm soldiers and they start to walk up and down, isn't it? Here they have to have a conference and then you have to vote for the conference. There has to be a very big budget and then how that people will even make more money out of it. That's all they do. Contractors, even common sense because they possess none. And now the news in greater detail. The former chairman of the APC and former governor of Osun State, Bisi Akande, yesterday described the regime of President Goodluck Jonathan as government of impunity and power tyranny. Akande, who also described the President Jonathan as an ingrate to Yoruba people, accusing him of marginalizing the Yoruba in all constitutional appointments. The national leader of the APC, who spoke in Abeokuta at the first inaugural lecture organized in memory of a former premier of the old Western region who died in 1975, Chief Dauda Adegbenro. Akande, in his keynote address titled Adegbenro Fought Against Regimes of Impunity, said Nigeria with Jonathan in power was back under regimes of impunity, where the president imposes leaders on states as he wishes. He traced the origin of imposition of leaders on states by federal authorities to the crisis that engulfed the Western region in the 1960s. He said, we are back in similar era of using the regime of impunity in Jonathan's federal government to impose unwanted individuals as leaders in each of the states of Yoruba land. This is one thing I like about Yoruba people. They will always use their media to flag up people of mind-blowing inconsequence. People of no gravitas, public standing or persona. Yoruba will build them up very slowly and you think you are listening to a human being. For goodness sake, who on earth is Chief Dauda Adegbenro? Have you heard of him before? They said he is the man who has been fighting regimes of impunity. How many Yorubas stood back and fought Abacha? I want to be very, very factual. For all the shortcomings of Biafrans, for all the shortcomings of Igbo people, ostensibly Ekweme fought Abacha to a standstill. Ekweme formed the G36 that gave rise to PDP that drove Abacha away. Is that correct or not? Ekweme was at home leading the fight against Abacha. Where were the Yoruba people? Today they will tell you that Nadeko, they fought in Nadeko, they were against the military. Who told you that? Who on earth is this very man? This is how they promote people of nonsensical standing. People with no... I don't want to go into too much grammar. I want our people listening in the villages of Biafra land to understand what we're saying very clearly. That the Yorubas invest so much time and energy in promoting their own. And by promoting them, that is how you become addicted to Yoruba pastors. Because you don't hear about your own men of God. You hear only about the Yorubas. And that is what Radio Biafra is here to correct. We are here to match them. It's only us. But we are here to match them stride for stride, blow for blow. Until they come to their senses. Yorubas are nothing. They have done nothing. What do they contribute to the national? What have they actually done to say this is an outstanding contribution to the national advancement of the monkeys that inhabit the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? How? I ask you. How is that possible? How? Amazing stuff. Amazing. Yoruba. Anyway, they're attacking Jonathan, which is what they do. You will never have... You see, that is one thing about our people. They don't quite understand. The Yorubas will attack Jonathan. They will get all they want. The Hausa Fulani will attack Jonathan. They will get all they want. The Igbo or Haneze will say, oh, Jonathan is our son. Please, he should be left alone. And they get nothing. Where is your second Niger bridge? So you don't understand that the best way to get something out of any serving government that controls any meaningful budget is to point out what they have not done for you? Don't you know that? Do you know in the United States of America, where we are in today, that before President Obama passes any budget at all, of course, he will have to sweeten the senators and the reps. But you know how he does it? They will build bridges. They will build new libraries. They will build civic centers and all the rest of it. That's what they do. But in the zoo, Igbos will say, oh, Livy is our son. Yeah, he's one of us. He's Okaome. Why? Because he gave Ohaneze $5 billion. Ohaneze shut their mouth and as they're killing you in the north and burning you in mass graves, nobody's talking. But Radio Biafra is here to highlight all these hidden facts. And that is why we are number one and shall remain so. Nobody can take it away from us. Envy and jealousy may prevail. You may be envious. Also, cause one big and soon. Also, you get warm. You can't do nothing about it. Nothing. Can't do anything. We are still here continuing with our work. There is nothing you can do. If you stand in front of us, you are as good as dead. By the time we finish dealing with you, you will regret the day you were born. Go and ask our enemies and they will tell you. We always win, you see. Always we win. Always, always. You may not like it. Only can afford it. It could be burning you. But you can't do nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is Radio Biafra. Victims protest against Jonathan's broken promise. Or promises, as the case may be. Where is your second Niger bridge? Igbo people, where is your second Niger bridge? Where is your Enugu International Airport? And what other thing has Jonathan done? You know, they came up with the lie that they're about to build an aircraft maintenance center in Obaru. And if not for Radio Biafra, they would have gotten away with the nonsense. Until we ask them, yes, we agree. You are about to build 50 jet carrier maintenance center in Obaru, in Anambra State, near Onitsha. Yes. But if it is an aircraft means something that flies in the air. That means for you to have an aircraft maintenance center, you need to bring aircraft to the place. And being an aircraft, it has to fly in the air to come there. Therefore, which airport will it land in before you maintain it? Yes? Okay, no, it will land in Asaba. And then you tow it with towing rope and drag it home. Oh, God. Radio Biafra is their nemesis. Hey, they'll be wondering, Chineke Ekweli Hojo, how did they do this? Chukwu Abiama said, your time has come to an end. All of you criminals, calling yourself politicians. And your supporters as well. Not just you, and your supporters as well. 7 months after the ill-fated Nigeria Immigration Service recruitment, some victims of the stampede in Benin, the Edo State capital, protested the non-implementation of the compensation promised them by President Goodluck Jonathan. Are you taking Jonathan's promise to mean anything? People went to, I think it's to fill 200 positions in Nigerian Immigration Service. Do you know how many people attended? 200 positions. What attended? The stadium was full. There was a stampede. Recruitment for 200 positions was held in a stadium. It's like going to the Yankee Stadium here in New York, or going to the New York Jets, the ones that play American football. Going there to conduct recruitment into 200 positions, and the stadium was full. And people died because of the crush. Stampede. Which means the stadium was overfull. For 200 positions, people died as a result of it. Only in the zoo. They made promises to these students or young ones looking for work. There will be compensation. As if anything Jonathan tells you, you should take it seriously. Must be joking. President Jonathan had, after a public outcry on March 19th, directed that 3 employment slots be given to each of the families of those who lost their lives in the stampede, while those who sustained injuries be given automatic employment. Employment where? Jonathan, it is not the responsibility of a government to create jobs directly. Today we shall try to educate you, because it is also in the interest of Biafra that neighboring Biafran countries rather, that they have viable economies. So we can give you a secret today. We know you're listening. Maybe by next week you will announce it, but you may not be able to implement it. But we are still going to tell you anyway. Jonathan, a government does not directly create positions. If you create it, you influence or you inflate government over the people that you are governing. What you do is you embark on creating enabling environment for businesses to thrive. The private sector employ people, not the government. Government can only waste resources. They don't employ people. What you need to do is to build railway lines, to build bridges, to try to stimulate the economy by making sure that you support the manufacturing sector, not through direct subsidy, but by making sure you assemble the captains of industry and ask them, how do we make you competitive in the global economy that people may begin to buy goods and services that you manufacture in the zoo? That is how to run an economy. Jonathan, you don't go out directly to employ people. How many can you employ? How many? Now you made promises to the family saying, we will employ you. Have you employed them? The answer is a big no, because governments do not employ people. Private sector and companies do. That is their job. The only way to make sure that the private sector is flourishing is to create an enabling environment, cut down on red tape, remove corruption, which you cannot do. We are saying all these things so that the whole world may know that we know what we're talking about. When Biafra comes, the private sector will power the economy, not government. The government, yes, rightfully so, will create the infrastructure. Where there is need for an airport to be built, airport will be built. Where there is need for government to support to make sure there is adequate housing provision, that will be done. Where we need to build bridges, we will build roads, railroad, everything. Canals will build. I don't want to say canal before they start one in Yoruba land. But we're going to build canals, you see. We will build canals. Those are things called infrastructure. Because if you go back to the factors of production, it is all there. It's simple, elementary economics, but it packs a lot of weight. Factors of production. Once you implement them, your economy will grow. It's as simple as ABC. We are telling you because it is in the interest of Biafra that Arewa economy and Oduduwa economy, at least that they stand somehow. because they will need, we need people to buy our goods and services. We will be a manufacturing economy, not consumer economy, manufacturing economy. And please, not to compete with Britain or anybody for that matter, but for us to be able to survive as a, because we are human beings. We just want to survive, that's all. And be free. Tragedy. 200 people looking for, how much? I think it was 50,000 people applying for 200 positions. And they crammed into one place and some died in the process. Promises not kept. Any promise from Jonathan is a waste of time and space. Jonathan is a pathetic joke. 59 soldiers arraigned and they plead not guilty. Military authorities yesterday in Abuja arraigned 50 soldiers who are taking part in the ongoing war to flush out Boko Haram terrorists in the northeast on a 2-count charge of criminal conspiracy to commit mutiny. The soldiers during their mutiny, the 59 soldiers who are part of the 97 officers and soldiers brought from the 7th Division of the Nigerian Army Maiduguri Borno State all pleaded not guilty to the charges. Both charges are punishable under Section 52, 1A of the Armed Forces Act, Cap A2 laws of the... They don't have any law in the zoo. It depends on who you know. For instance, you can be stopped at a checkpoint, you decide to assault a police officer, a criminal manning a checkpoint. How you get away from that very matter depends on who you know. You can go to court. And they keep adjourning the same case for nearly 9 years. Adjournment after adjournment after adjournment, because the judges, you won't believe this, the judges in the zoo, called the judges in Nigeria, they connive with the lawyers. Because each appearance at the court is 5,000 naira mandatory you must pay. So the judge will come and say to the, you know, when you adjourn many cases, say you are a judge in the zoo. And you're presiding or sitting in your court. And you adjourn 100 cases in a day. You have made 200,000 naira cash. Every day, as a judge, every day you go to court, you are making nothing less than 200,000 naira. Every blessed day. Why? Because all you need to do is to adjourn the cases. They pay the lawyers 5,000 naira. They give you your court, which is 2,000 naira. Next month, the same cycle repeats itself. It's been going on for 8 years on one land case. Adjourned for 8 solid years. So when we tell you that Nigeria is a zoo, we know what we are talking about exactly. Are they denying it? Go there and see for yourself. Nigerian Army Mutiny Dying Court, Section A. You think you're dealing with human beings. Section A, cap law. Which law? Does the zoo have a law? Can anybody tell me the newest law they have in the zoo? I was in Washington, D.C. a few days ago. And somebody was driving me in a car. And the person's phone started ringing. And he said, oh my goodness, I cannot pick my phone now. And I said, why? They said, there's just been a new law introduced because a child was killed by somebody answering or talking on his phone when he was driving. And because of that, there is now a new law. I think it's in the Washington area. If you're caught driving and talking on your phone, either you paid, I think it's 30,000. I think it's either $30,000 fine or 10 years imprisonment, something ridiculous like that. Even ordinary people, they know laws, even bylaws, they know about it. Can anybody tell me one law that they know passed by the zoo since 2 years ago? One law, please. We are waiting when the lines open. Just tell us one law. Don't Google it. That tells you how backwards that very entity is. You don't know what it means to be a monkey until you are called a Nigerian. Then you will understand it. The House of Representatives on Wednesday adopted the Harmonized Conference Report on a bill for an act to further alter the 1999 Constitution and rejected the amendment of Section 9 to allow for a referendum in determining the fate of the National Conference recommendations. In other words, all that rubbish conference and confab that Igbo men went to, APC supporters went to, and couldn't say a word. Where one Hajia from Mugwawasa, a Hausa woman, was sent to go and tell Igbo delegates, the extra state you're asking for, we will not give you. And they came back. Have they said anything about it? The answer is no. Oh, Jonathan is our son. Mad people. That exercise in futility called the confab, convened by Jonathan, is dead in the water. People get together, talk rubbish, and they disappear. That is the thing about Black Africa. Everything is theory, 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 no practical. All theory. Just imagine, after the confab, they have the powers to implement what their own recommendation. They are coming back and saying there will be no referendum. In other words, the Hausa Fulani people will continue to rule. And the zoo is the only place on earth where a Fulani man is in charge or in power. Only in Nigeria is where a Fulani man ever became a president of a country. Only in the zoo. That's how backward they are. Nigeria's richest televangelist, Pastor David Oyedepo, has been barred from entering Britain, according to Reuters. According to them, in an article entitled Nigeria's Mega Churches, a Hidden Pillar of Africa's Top Economy. The top economy in Africa is people going to church. And do you know why? Because of our belief in superstition. White people in Europe and in America, they believe in experimentation. They believe in empirical-based understanding and learning. In other words, if you say that thunder kills people, they want to go and investigate. They then realize it's only electrical spark being caused by the movement of the weather and current. And it's not actually somebody sending any thunder to you. You happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They can actually get thunder to strike at a particular place by being able to put some rods in the ground and connecting it to some electrodes, and that's it. But because we are lazy, you know, we Africans are very, very lazy mentally. That is why we choose to go to church to go and pray for the ailment or illness we have to leave us, because our neighbor is the one holding us, than to go to a hospital and have a major surgery and be alive. We have replaced the superstitions of the old with the one of the new. It is far more better for an idiot who is very lazy to go to church and to pray for a good job. If you are very, very lucky and the job comes, the pastor will say he did it. They are confidence tricksters. But people never knew this until now. And Radio Biafra started the campaign against these vagabonds and criminals. And now the whole world has caught on. We may be small because we don't have the big budget of the big players, but people listen to us and they do what we ask them to do. Including governments of the world. Yes, they do. Yes. Before we started talking about Yoruba churches, did anybody touch them? The answer is no. Until we went on campaign. Because evil is evil. We said that they must be stopped. And we have stopped them, haven't we? When we say we are formidable, we give instances where what Radio Biafra is doing has had impact in the real world. Yoruba pastors are in trouble. Big, big, big mess. Big mess. Ndiyoshi criminals saying that they are praising God. Who told you they are praising God? And in that same process, some of you foolishly fall for them because you are superstitious. That is all. And superstition is equals to ignorance. The more superstitious you are, the more ignorant you become. That is what it is. That is exactly what it is. And if you don't change, you wallow in that very hopeless situation until your dying day. And who knows, they might even give you Ebola in the process. Chief of Defense Staff in the zoo and the Cameroon yesterday commenced a conference to determine how they can patrol the border only in Africa. I can't go into it. Every day, the capacity for Black Africans to dabble in unimaginable stupidity continues to astound me. Every blessed day. I don't know the planet they come from. But we cannot throw them away. We can only preach. We can only educate. We can only enlighten. Because we are Radio Biafra. And that is our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And thankfully enough, the very eminent barrister Anthony Atlobasa has come back to me. And I must go to him straight away before our lines open. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Young director. Please, thank you for the news. In analysis, we don't read news just for reading's sake. We read, we practicalize it, we traditionalize the news we read, and we make it easy for our people to digest, understand, take it in, and sing about it. Director, all we've been doing here for all these years, I've been paying some Jews, because when we say something here, it's carried out abroad. It's implemented somewhere. But the sad news is, it's working against Biafrans until Biafra came. I remember what I told you 2 years ago. I said, no matter what we preach here, not until Biafra comes, we will not be able to do any of this. That is, if you can remember, I refer you, 2 years ago, I said, no matter how we try to teach them economics, commerce, industry, and all the rest of it, Biafra can only become functional when Biafra is restored. Director, before any advent, I'll tell you the laws or the law. You said at least one. I remember one. And that particular one implemented or enacted by the zoological people of that zoo is the one against Biafrans. Shipment. They increased the amount of any container from anywhere entering into zoo, because they know that only Biafrans do shipment and containers. That is the only law they have passed for the past 10 years. They increased it. What used to be 2,000, they made it 4,000 pounds. What used to be 1,000 pounds, they make it 3,000. It caused Biafrans, because we are the only viable people that produces viable economy. But they will stifle us. Anything we do, we make sure that it comes back into the purse of that zoo. The Europeans are making noise, criticizing. That is why, you see, you can never trust the Europeans. Never. Regardless of whatever you do for them, will put all the rest of it. He will go and commission one project for them or the other. Can you see now they are saying he is very ungrateful by saying he's in an ingrate? That good luck is ungrateful. Who amongst the whole of that particular zoo did Jonathan do more things than the rest? Europeans and Hausas. The Hausas have been criticizing him for the past 3-4 months. Because the election is coming. They said, discard him. He hasn't done anything. He brought Boko Haram. The Hausa Fulani are the people that brought Boko Haram. But they place it on top of Jonathan, who doesn't even know what he's doing. They place it upon him. Now the Yorubas are following suit. Because when they want to kill a dog, they call the dog a bad name. When Obasanjo was there, I said this about 2 months ago, Yorubas will never criticize Yorubas. Why? They know how to get to each other. As I was saying the other day, regardless of what we say against them, look at Tinubu. He stole money. But what is he using it for? To build some little industries here and there for his people. That is why they will not never criticize him. Obafemi Awolowo stole our money. They call him Oba. He looked after his people. He got the free education. Apart from our own personal person, I can't remember his name, but he's known as Uduoche, who gave our people free education, I heard. And who else in Biafra land?
Barrister Uduoche didn't actually give us free education. He was the man that brought hyperinflation into the country, because the government then didn't know what to do. He was a leading economist. They asked Americans to come to evaluate the economy because the zoo was making so much money they didn't know how to spend it. The two American economists came and took their money and ran away. They turned to Uduoche, and Uduoche recommended hyperinflation. Uduoche was a follower of Keynesian theory of economics that depended on the demand side to stimulate production in the economy. In other words, if you pay teachers, if you double teacher salary, they will go out to buy more goods and services, which will lead the manufacturers or the producers of those goods and services to double their capacity, thereby creating work within the economy. That did not work. It led to hyperinflation because the zoo do not manufacture anything, and the economy went downhill till today. That's what he did. Go ahead.
So what did you do? What did you do for us?
He just shared the money. Then, at least they were honest then. They had so much money in the economy, they didn't know what to do with it. The man said the best way to do it is like a primitive form of what is called quantitative easing, which is the printing of currency, which the Americans and the British or the Europeans did in order for them to
get. Are currently doing now.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Even the British are currently doing it now.
Exactly. It's called quantitative easing, which is to print more money and they need to cleverly pump it into the economy. So I'll give an example. What the British did was, the British cannot come and start paying you money. So they will go and look for what is called legal loopholes in financial transactions, i.e. the banks, you know, the insurance, everybody that took out a loan from any British bank. That is a clause, because you took out an insurance based on that very loan you took, that if you cannot repay, that insurance kicks in. Most companies or most banks flouted that very rule. The government said because of that, I think each person is worth something like nearly £2,000. So that way they are pumping money back into the economy. That's what they also mandated the banks to loan money to small businesses. That is how you get money circulating once again, all the money they have printed. But in the case of the zoo, under Udoji, what Udoji did was to say, if this man is 100 naira every month after work, pay him 400. So people had so much money, but after about 2, 3, 4 weeks, the woman that sells vegetable increased their own price. The one selling ayia increased their own price. So the whole thing became one massive exercise in ignorance. That was how inflation, that was the beginning of double-digit inflation in the zoo. From that day till now, prices have continued to skyrocket, blessed dear. Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. But I heard that the Udoji of a man made their life very, very smooth.
Yeah, because he gave them money. You're talking about black people in Africa. Of course, if you give somebody money, their life becomes very smooth.
Well, at least, Director, if all the senators are giving our mothers and sisters at home money, they won't complain as much as they're complaining now. Anyway, thanks for the lecture that, of course, our people are always listening to. Director, what I'm trying to say here is this. Everybody in Yoruba land, in Hausa land, they are criticizing Jonathan. He hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. Who is he doing for them? If he's not helping the Hausas in the economy and helping the Yorubas to open up whatever shops or whatever thing they wanted him to commission, what has he done in Biafra land? Absolutely nothing. All he does is to bribe our Ohanaeze. After bribing them, he'll carry on as usual. Now, everybody is complaining that he hasn't done anything. The Yorubas never criticized Obasanjo. They never criticized Obafemi. They never even criticized Babangida in any way, manner or fashion. But because Gulojonafan doesn't know what he's doing, who are the advisors to the same Gulojonafan? The Yorubas. So why are they crying foul now? This is very, very pathetic. It's unfortunate. This guy doesn't listen to us. I used to support him. When I realized he hasn't got any head, I said, no way. I cannot go on shipping myself sheepishly for somebody who doesn't even care about where. Well, supposedly, Director, you only think he's a Gbari man. I don't even know where Gbari came from or where Gbari is. Where is Gbari?
Where is who?
Gbari.
Gbari.
Yeah, you said Jonathan is a Gbari man. Where is
Gbari? Gbari is in Niger State.
In the north.
Yeah, the primitive people called Gbari people is where Babangida comes from. They are not Hausa, but Hausa people conquered them. So they now speak Hausa.
Okay.
And Hausa.
Well, he looks subdued anyway. So that's why he's not functioning. Yeah. That is unfortunate. But Biafra is the only solution and the only answer to all these problems that we are facing on a daily basis. Our people are being killed without any answer to the reason why they are being killed, without any justifications. But what are we doing here? Radio Biafra will carry on propelling and propagating the information that Biafra has to be restored. But for many of our people, or if you like, some of our people, they still want one Nigeria, because only a handful of them are eating with the Hausa fool and Boko Haram, with what belongs to Biafra land. This is what I can never put together for me to understand. Director, the news is not that much today. Let's leave it here and let me hear from others. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. I would say maybe one day you'll be our director. Who knows? This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that very fine contribution. And now we must open our lines. Our lines must open. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are calling us from. Endeavor to give us your name and where you are, because this is Radio Biafra. irrespective of where you are, our lines are open. Our numbers are there for all to please. If you go to Facebook, Radio Biafra London, you will be able to get all these details as well. But if you have a pen and paper handy, I will be able to give it to you. The number to call if you wish to be part of what we are doing today is +1 347 257 2894. I repeat, +1 237 257 2894. And the other line as well remains +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. And on Skype, we are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. We have somebody on the line as usual. You will give us your name and where you are very, very briefly. This is Radio Biafra. Only 2 minutes, if you may, please. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Wonderful director, I appreciate your very good efforts in trying to restore the dignity of every people of Biafra. But let me ask a question. Can I ask?
Of course you can.
My question is this. If Rochas repents and
everybody on the line, stay. Hold on. We have picked some calls. Everybody on the line, if you pick your call, stay where you are until I come to you, and I will tell people the source you are calling us from. So stay on the line. Please continue. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, continue. No, he's not listening anymore. He said, if Rocha Sokorocha is to repent and come back to us, are we willing to forgive him? The answer is no. We can never forgive him. That is the question. He will never be forgiven. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. He will never, ever be forgiven. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We have callers on the line all over the place. Let us go to our USA line. The person that's called +1 347 257 2894. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Derek, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I'm Efani Madubugu.
Yes,
I'm here in Bronx.
You're in Bronx. Calling us. Are you one of those that go to Yoruba churches and give them $8,000?
No way. Okay. I can't do that. I'm an Anglican.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. I've heard all you said this afternoon. I called you yesterday, and I'm trying to let you know that we're putting hands together to see that Bronx will yield, because there's a lot of thick-headed men over here, but by grace of God, we're going to go after them. I've spoken with David Ezekwesili. We're going to go after them, and we are bringing them to the fold.
Wonderful.
But a lot of them are, I don't know the way they reason anyway. But believing God will pick the best ones out of them. Those that want to join, they will join. Those that don't want to join, we'll let them go. But at last, they will see what they did to themselves. But all I'm telling you is that know you that God is your strength. Because you cannot do this by your own strength. But God, who calls you for this mission, is going to give you the strength, ability, and wisdom to overcome. In Jesus' name.
You say?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I like what I'm hearing in the USA. It's massive and it's very, very good. It's going to stand us in good stead as we go ahead. The caller on the line now, can you hear me? With the number ending in our own number, you called us on the line ending with 9976. Can you hear me? The caller on the studio line of Radio Biafra, can you hear me? No, they are not saying anything. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. And I wish they could. I wish they could. I wish they could. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. We are live. We are direct. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line now, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This line keeps cutting. I don't know who is cutting it and for whatever reason or purpose, but our work is ongoing and we must continue to do it. We don't relent, we don't retreat, we don't surrender. Radio Biafra is here and we must do what is right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. I suggest you turn down your listening device, turn down your satellite, please, before you speak. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Some people will try. They will try, of course, and they are allowed to call us back if they can. I don't know what's wrong with the lines today. It's jumping a bit. It's jumping. I don't know why. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Is it Biafra?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, your life to the whole world, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. I'm Akam Kerechukwu from Australia.
From Austria, Vienna, turn your system down because you cannot hear yourself listening to two devices at the same time. You're listening to my voice as well as your listening device. It will not work. Turn down that one, please. Turn it off if you can.
Yeah. Dalota, I thank you so much for a wonderful job you're doing. Only the God of Chukwabiyama will surely guide you and protect you.
You see? Your line is always on. I ask you to turn it off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Director, my name is Eka Abunyukum in Longinus.
And where are you calling from?
Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank the American... our Biafran citizens at United States for hosting you very well.
Yes, they have done well.
Yeah, they have done very well. And I want to thank the professor too and wish him well too. I want to wish him a quick recovery, sir.
He'll be fine. That's yeah. For sure, yes.
Yeah. So, Director, I'm by the special grace of God, I'm a zonal coordinator in Zuku here, Basout local government.
That is good. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to use this medium to tell our people in Aba that we'll be having our meeting on Sunday, general meeting on Sunday. So everybody in Aba here, all our members in Aba listening to this news this evening should please endeavor to come in time because we have a lot to discuss. We have something we are doing, I think, By time to come, our state coordinator will reach you and explain to you. We have a very big project, something we are going to do to reach out to people and to evangelize.
That is good. That is very, very good. I welcome that. That is wonderful. That is fantastic. That is what we want to hear. We know that those of you at home and all over Africa are working very, very hard, and we commend and support each and every one of you. Thank you very much for that. Do you have anything else to say, or is that it?
The director, please, I'm sorry, but the fact is that you asked a question about a law that the zoo can...
Yes.
They have read any law.
Yes.
Director, the law is that they've asked the police now to increase the roadblocks and the and the money they...
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Because nowadays they don't collect 50, it's 100 naira they collect now. The police do collect 100 naira, no more 50 naira.
No, okay, they've gone up.
And the bus drivers.
God in heaven. Black people, they don't fail to amaze me. There is something wrong with us, honestly. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much, and God bless you. There is something fundamentally wrong with us as a people, and we must seek to correct it before it becomes entrenched in our psyche and become, in the long run, incurable. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live from New York City here in the United States of America. We are coming to you live and direct with the time now standing at approximately 15 minutes, I should say, 3:15 here in the afternoon. It is the same time past 8 p.m. in our beloved country in Biafra land, and we are coming to you live and direct. We have a caller on Skype as well, on Radio Biafra on Skype. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. I can hear the static from his own side, but they're not saying anything. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me, or they can hear me, but unable to say anything, depending on how long it's taking for our voice to get over there. Wherever you are, once again, we're welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. We run a live and interactive session. We are here on this very day, a day we are reporting to you that those of them that died as a result of the stampede at Benin, as you know, they said they wanted to recruit people. They came together and they killed them. Stampede is in the zoo. Nothing happens. No commission of inquiry. Nothing. Just we'll give you jobs and that's it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I can hear you.
Please, your
you
name.
Can clear.
Yes, yes, your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Geoffrey Sotoko Kananyelugo. I was with you at the professor's house yesterday.
Yes, Kananyelugo, thank you very much. Yes, you were. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, dear friends. Number one, first of all, I want to thank you, my coordinator, my director. In fact, the God Almighty, Chukwuobioma, who we worship, we continue to keep you.
You say?
You know, you are a wonderful instrument. And this work, the Lord has started through you. Nothing will stop us. We are moving forward.
You say?
So I'm calling on you from New York here. You know, this is our place. I know there are some people that are hiding, but hiding cannot help us. We are moving forward. In the bush now, age of orange, of Omana, Omana, Sibo, Hagana, Ganiro. So, we want to encourage you. The job you are doing, heaven is witnessing it. Our people must be rebooted. Come rain, come sunshine, no
he
matter
say,
what.
Say,
we are on the move. Yeah, we encourage you, continue.
You say, Never. Never, ever, ever. Our march is relentless. Relentless.
Yes.
Simple.
Yeah. So, we encourage you. We are behind you. We are praying for you. And God in heaven is hearing.
That is correct.
Our mission is that our nation, therefore, must be rebuilt.
That is correct.
Those who want to remain in the zoo, let them go there and die. But we are moving forward. Our people must be set free. These shackles of oppression, enough is enough for the devil.
Yes.
So we encourage you, my dear. Continue. God bless you, my dear.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, fellow dear friend. Continue to the good work you are doing, my fellow dear friend. Wherever you are, the Lord is hearing your voice. Our victory is guaranteed because Jesus has paid the price for us. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you as well, one of our people here. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? What is going on? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I don't believe this. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have somebody calling us from Texas or from where else in the world. I do not know. They wanted to test our lines to see if it is working. I do not quite understand. We have somebody. I don't know if they are Hausa. I don't know if they are Yoruba or Kanuri. His name is Dubai, Gaza, whatever that means. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear brother.
This is Izutuku Okoli, the guy with you yesterday.
You are one of us. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just called now to thank you for all the good work you're doing for our people. And to ask you to keep hammering on people in New York, because we have a lot of people hiding behind the closet, behind where people cannot see them to, you know, to be listening to Radio Biafra. We need to continue hammering on them so that each and every one of them will come out from where they're hiding and keep a good work. God is our strength and we're right beside you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, brother. They are very strong here. I never believe I'll say this thing about Americans, but they have done very well. The Biafrans here are very, very strong, very compact unit, and very, very durable as well. We have a caller on the line ending with 9976. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. This is Uche Chukwuono speaking. I'm calling from the Republic of Ireland.
Thank you very much. The man himself from Cork. Thank you very much. You are also one of us. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you so much for the great work you are doing. I thank you, especially for the trip you made to go and visit our great man, Professor Odenigbo. For you to sit down in his house and broadcast to the world. Director, I have to say you have done excellent. The thing you did, history will not finish talking about it. I am so proud of you. Very, very proud of you, because this is my dream and you have made it. The world have known that we have a great man.
Of course.
In America. The whole world have known.
Yes.
That we all love him. We all love him. We have been praying for him. Even the Day of Atonement. I want to tell you, Director, the people of Republic of Ireland dedicated a special prayer for this our great man, Professor Odenigbo. In Cork, we all dedicated, we called God and said that God should release him from whatever that is happening to him. And believe that in Dublin, it's also been done, and in Waterford and every other part of Ireland. Director, thank you so much for this very message, because you are the choosing child of God. You are doing us great. I love you so much. And I must use this very opportunity to thank all our Biafran brothers all over the world that are doing their great job, every part they are. And most especially the Republic of Ireland, where I represent as the national PRO. I must thank my national coordinator, Zayuba, for his great job that he's doing. He is there every day by day doing his excellent work, together with my coordinator, Peter Ouzier, and all the people of Republic of Ireland. They are doing very, very well. Director, I use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting in Cork, because we're going to have our meeting on Sunday, being the 19th of this very October, at Kingsley Hotel. Everyone knows Kingsley Hotel in Cork. We have shifted from where we are doing the meeting. We have another very place that we're going to start doing the meeting now, which is Kingsley Hotel in Cork, and it's going to be 4 o'clock. And I call every one of us, both those that are listening in their houses, to come out, because what we are doing is not a child play. We are on second phase. And this very second phase, we are doing our great best to make sure that Ireland did not slack back. We are calling every one of them to start to bring up their restoration fund. Those that have not stayed should come along with their restoration fund, so that Irish people will be the first to complete their money. Because I know that Dublin and every other part are doing their best, and Cork are also doing their best. Please, my brothers, come out on Sunday to come and bring down your money, so that we start moving forward. Because this money is what is holding us. We are doing our best. We have already paid our monthly dues, and we believe that those that have not paid their monthly dues within Ireland should hurry up to pay their monthly dues in order to help to feed our soldiers that are back home. And I encourage everybody all over the world to keep doing the great things they are doing. I love the whole people that are supporting you, my director, Imam Mezuo, Uche Mefo, the great man himself, Karumonde. I give you, I don't know how to thank you for what you are doing for the people of Biafra. You're already a Biafran. We love you so much. Rita Niborgo, Choma Maleli, so all of you, Ike Tukwe, Niagosto, KK, I can't continue calling everybody's name. Let me give other chance to speak. Director, thank you so much, and continue doing what you are doing. I am beside you all the time.
Thank you.
In everything I do, I am beside you. Keep moving. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are moving straight over to the coordinator's line, in which case there is an announcement coming up and they must make it. Give us your name for the purposes of clarification, please. Who you are and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, yes.
Yeah, my name is Odile Moloku. I'm calling from Manchester, United Kingdom. I'm the UK National Coordinator and promoter in Biafra Land. Director, as always, I want to say, and I cannot stop, cannot get tired of saying it, I salute you, I salute your courage. I wouldn't say you don't know the impact of what you are doing, or you don't know what you are doing. You know the impact you are creating in the zoo. One thing is for sure, you have brought back the spirit of Biafra in every zoo Biafra. As it stands today, there are about three types of Biafra still standing on the fence. There are those who are looking for what to benefit from this struggle. Yes. So those who are concerned more about their property outside Biafra land. And there are also those who are still thinking that we are joking. And then there are also those who believe that they've got foreign passport and as such, they don't need Biafra. Well, the thing is that as time goes on, they will begin to see that they need Biafra more than Biafra needs them, within me. I wonder what else they want to do for them to become that this struggle is on course and we are going to succeed. What else do we have to do to convince them that Nigeria is at the last lap of this journey? When a country's national army is witnessing what we are witnessing and hearing today about the zoo army, even the northerners in the army are passing information to the enemy in order to help them fight Nigeria. Is a call one. Biafra, as we are going forward, we need Biafra more than Biafra needs us. I argue, I urge every Biafran wherever you are to join this struggle. You have no excuse, either you are cash or you be on the ground. More especially in the United Kingdom, there are people who could make things happen here, but they choose not to hear, see, to the pains of our people. But having the recognition by giving them British passports does not in any way make this their homeland. I wonder what our people wants to see before they troop out to claim their freedom. What is happening today in Nigeria is that the House, Afulani North, are using Boko Haram to fight Nigeria. They have successfully boxed Jonathan into a corner and he is refusing to go for him, which is Biafra.
Your line is not very clear. More local, you may have to call us back. Yes, it's a bit, I can hear you, but then it cuts out as a way, it's quite funny and very strange. It's not as clear as it should be. You may have to call us back. I think that's the best thing to do. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. But I do understand what you're saying. I concur entirely to what you're saying. Some people are living abroad. They think they have arrived. They are living in areas that were built by other people. They're long-suffering people. Nobody, they say, oh, I'm in America. Those of them today giving Yoruba pastors $8,000. Most of them giving Yoruba pastors $10,000 when they go to church. Do you know about the history of those that came on Mary Rose to build this very place? After it was discovered by Columbus? No, you don't. Today, we're about to tell you. First of all, let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Why would people call and not say anything? It just doesn't make sense to me. People will call and not say anything. Is it because of the... It cannot be the line. The line is perfectly fine. Why wouldn't you say anything at all? I don't quite understand what that means. I don't know what that means. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra, and the caller on Skype, I will come to you in a minute, +1-347-257-2894. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Mokwemi Fani.
You Fani, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from China.
From China. Are you part of the family in China?
Yes, my Director. I am the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in China.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for the wonderful job you and the Victoria Board of Indigenous People of Biafra are doing to restore our nation Biafra. I want to use this medium to tell our people in China that we want everybody that is with Biafran Defense Fund card to bring it to our next general meeting, which is on this coming Sunday for update, because we want to take this Biafran Defense Fund to our next level, which will help us to restore our land, Biafra. Director, once again, I thank you for your effort you and the Electoral Board of Indigenous People of Biafra are making to restore our country, Biafra. We, Biafra in China, are stronger with you people.
Thank you very much.
I want to make.
Of course, thank you very much. I know what China can do. And by the grace of Chukwu Abiama, I shall be there once again very, very shortly to fulfill my pledge and my promise I made to the national there, who is our dear brother, Tochukwu Onunkwo, that I will come there. We shall do so. The caller on the phone, you've been there waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. They're not saying anything. I don't understand it. I don't know why they will call to waste their credit and not be able to say anything. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the USA. We are in the United States of America. And the number to call, please, in case some of you have forgotten, they keep calling the other number. I have said before, we are in the USA. This is the number to call unless you are not listening live. The number is 01-347-257-2894. 01 or +1-347-257-2894. We are also going over now to Skype. The one on the phone, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Director, good evening, sir.
And I say good evening to you as well, but stay where you are, please. There is somebody on the phone, the caller on Skype. Don't disengage. Remain where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please, my dear sister. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay, good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon.
This is Vicky calling from upstate New York.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening because now we know who you are. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to greet you this afternoon and say congrats on the interview that you did today.
Well, it was excellent. Did you listen to it?
Yes, twice actually. It was excellent as usual.
Thank you.
You know, we thank God for the grace he gives you that makes you do such intellectual things. You know, you're not true. I mean, there's not two of you in Biafra, it's just you. And
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I also want to salute your dear wife, our first lady, and also salute Nemeka, the first son of Biafra. You know, the support they give you is unthinkable. Without their support, you cannot do all these selfless things you do for your country. And I say, may God continue to bless and keep them.
You say.
Director, thank you for coming to the U.S. because your coming here has produced a lot of fruit. You know, people are coming out now, especially those secret listeners.
Yes, they are. I must say.
So it's good that you're able to go to places and then your influence draws them out. But don't worry, Director. Our people are learning, though they are learning, some are learning slowly, gradually. But you know, it's not easy to unlearn a lifetime of learning.
That is correct.
Yes, gradually it will happen. You know.
Yes.
And Biafrans, remember that our people are suffering at home and they are dying. Let's not only think about ourselves and how we're doing well here, but let's always remember that they are there and they should spur us into action.
Yes.
Finally, I want to greet the editorial board and all the leaders of Biafra. And I want to greet my continental rep, Dr. Inuanya, and our national coordinator, Mazin Wanonenyi. They are great Biafrans. Director, you have people surrounding you, so you know that you're in good hands and things will continue to happen until at last we find that our country is restored and then we can celebrate. God bless you, Director.
And God bless you, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. We expect many things to come from you as well. When the time comes, you will be able to serve your country in more ways than one. I am returning to our dear brother who is on Skype. I put him on hold and he graciously accepted to remain on hold. I'm going back to him. Please once again confirm who you are by giving us your name and your village in Biafra land and also where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, Director. My name is Samuel Okoli. I'm from Itobu Odudu in Orumba, Biafra land.
Thank you.
And I'm calling you from Manchester. I know you've been on the line with my national coordinator here, but unfortunately he couldn't continue because of the line. May I use this opportunity to remind once again our people in the United Kingdom, especially those in the Manchester area, Birmingham, Leeds, Nottingham and Sheffield, that we are having the opportunity, the privilege and the honor of hosting Radio Biafra on the 19th of October, which is this coming Sunday. The venue will be St. Bridget Church Hall, Bishopswick. This is in Manchester. Greymere Lane in Bishopswick. Please, we do encourage all Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and even those who are still sitting on the fence.
And enemies of Biafra, everybody should come.
And
I want to also
say we run an open platform, so not many people can afford to do that. But we are proud that we are doing this. Please, it will be a lifetime opportunity to come and witness for yourself what the Biafrans are doing. Whatever you have, like questions or doubts, come over, be loaded with very, very difficult questions. What you think is going to be a very difficult question, because we are always ready to give you answers in a way nobody will ever give it to you. Thank you very much, Director, and keep on with the good job. We are with you. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you very much, and I'll be in Manchester on Sunday propagating this very gospel the way that Chukwu Abiama said it must be propagated. We go there and we say what we know. We say what we have learned. We preach this very gospel as inspired by the Holy Spirit itself. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is
Chukwu Abiama is mighty. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, there is something that has been bothering me that I felt I should unburden with you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's concerning next year's election.
Yes.
Yeah, I am very, very, very worried about next year's election. I thought I should...
Why are you worried?
I should... Yeah, I'm worried because... while we are trying to unite Biafrans in diaspora,
yes,
to bring us together, the zoo and their government are planning and preparing for next year's election.
Yes, and it is our duty to also prepare to counter anything they are doing. Is that correct?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. My concern, something that I woke up this morning and it just came to me that I should call Radio Biafra and let them know. If Radio Biafra can stop Ngige in Anambra State from winning against ABGA, I think Radio Biafra can as well stop elections in the eastern part of Niger, in the eastern part of the zoo. And I was wondering if Radio Biafra should start, creating the awareness among Biafrans, just like we did during the time when Ngige wanted to run against the present governor of Anambra State.
Just so, my dear brother, I know what you're trying to say, and what you're thinking is also what we are thinking. I believe that our argument is superior to that offered by anybody, regardless of who they are. That is why they can't stand us. And if you look back on the elections they have always held in the zoo, they have always rigged it. In the case of Anambra, we ensure that Ngige didn't get in, and we can assure you very definitely that things are going to happen. Just watch and see, my dear brother. Watch and see.
Okay, because because if nothing is done next year,
Let me finish. This is not a place for us to discuss our strategy and what we're going to do. You will discontinue that line of questioning immediately. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to suggest something.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever you're suggesting will not elicit. I answer every question, but I cannot give you the operational details of what we intend to do live here on air. It's very foolish of me to do so.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Okay, director.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that, director. Thank you. My suggestion is that if Nigeria succeed to rig election next year,
they will not succeed, my dear brother. Hang on. They will not succeed. I don't know which planet we inhabit. We are not Yoruba people. You must understand that. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Not everybody will know what we are doing. And if you don't know what we are doing and you go on yapping, you'll be removed. If you don't know, you don't know. It's because we don't want to tell you. So we cannot tell you what we are doing. I cannot do so live on air. That is very, very foolish. Can't do that. Is anybody on the line there? Yes, please. Yes. We will go to him in a second. We have somebody who is on the line as well. I believe that Odi has been able to join us. Moloku, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Daniel.
It is far more better now. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. And Ugo, remember where you are. You save us, Ugo. Stay where you are as I come to you next. Please go ahead. Moloku, go ahead.
As I was saying earlier, Jonathan, I want to quickly let us move a bit from his failed arm deal in South Africa. Jonathan, as I believe it, is boxed into a corner by the Hausa Fulani people. This failed arm deal, if he had gone the proper way to go for this arms, who are the people that will sign the documents? They are the Hausa Fulani in the Ministry of Defense.
That's correct.
So he may have thought going through this channel will stop the Armdale from selling through. Because the Hausa people were viewed as getting arms to fight their army. So what he did was to go to it through the illegal means. And I tell you what will happen. Now that the South Africans said they want to return the money, this money will be shared among the Northerners.
Of course, no.
Those are who will use it to blackmail Jonathan. Very soon, you will hear about this arm deal or the money returned. It will be finished. That is the way the place works. And I wonder that our people have not been able to see all these things and wake up. Having said that, my director, I want to use this opportunity to call on all those in the Greater Manchester area, as well as United Kingdom, that as we expect you in Manchester, in a town hall meeting, everything has been done, put in place, and we want everybody to turn up. Come around with your question, whether you are coming from Ijaw, from Ibibio, from you are from Igbo, wherever you are coming from this former East Central State. Please turn up. The address will be updated again. We want you to come there with your questions, the hard-hitting ones. We will endeavor to answer them. My director, I want to say You are doing a wonderful job. I can only say, may God continue to bless, guide, and protect you. Finally, I want to say, I want to call on all those people in Scotland. We are about having a zone there. I want to call on them to hurry it up. Hopefully, the next one, in the next 2 weeks, we'll be announcing a formidable zone from Scotland. Director, thank you so much for what you are doing.
Thank you, and also thank you, because that is good news to my ears. I've been waiting all this while very patiently to see what your administration will do. But you have done the one very quiet, silent test I have left for everybody who's ever done that, or who's ever occupied the office you're occupying today, which is to establish a FM zone in Scotland. That's what we're looking for. I want one to also spring up in Wales and also one in Northern Ireland. Very, very important. You're doing very well, and you must continue. Not when I praise you, it goes into your head. Not because I praise you, it goes into your head. You no longer know your station. You are doing very well, and you must continue doing so. Very, very important. Very, very important that you continue to do so. You continue on this very path. You have wonderful things to do for your country in far more significant capacity than you presently occupy. Very important. You understand that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Henemende Banyan in Ketoro. If you praise, you know, I was asking myself the other day, do you know I have discovered why Africa is replete with dictatorships? Do you know that? I have now understood why the lives of Mobutu, Sese Seku, Sani Abacha, Idi Amin, all these evil men, all of them, including Gaddafi, all of them, why they came up. Even the likes of, Mubarak? Do you know why Africa has too many dictators? It's the attitude of the ordinary African person. Do you know if you praise our people, it goes into their head, they think they have arrived. And they begin to flex their muscles. And we quickly put them back in their place. That is the thing that, you know, sometimes when people listen to myself and Barrister or Uche Mefo, or even Odenbo for that matter, they don't understand that somebody praising you and recognizing what you're doing is also a sign of affection. It doesn't mean it should go into your head, you think you have arrived. You can say anything you like and get away. No, you cannot. You will not. We praise you because of the work you do. It gets into your head. You now think you have grown wings. You can now exercise powers outside your station. Those wings will be clipped immediately. You go back to the relevance from whence you came. You were nothing before you came to Radio Biafra. And once we clip your wings, you go back to nothing. That's all. They don't understand the meaning of reciprocal and mutual admiration of each other's capability. They don't understand that. That is why I've been in radio shows where people give compliments. No, you go first. No, you go first. You're better than me at this. When you say to a black person, please go first. You're better than me. They start stamping on your head. They think they're actually better than you. You may believe in this, Yogi. It's called modesty and humility. It doesn't mean that you are. Yesterday, I was in the home of the greatest man I've ever come across, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, in his own residence. Yesterday, the greatest of them all. I have never met anybody in my life more significant, more intelligent than Professor Innocent Odenigbo. I have never seen anybody. Nobody have I seen. And then you come and see what humility is like. If it is some of you, because you've been praised, you think about, I can flex my muscle now. It's a rubbish. You are going to see now. I love challenges and I deal with them head on. Complete. And everybody, if you're stupid enough to come close, you'll be destroyed. Completely and totally. And I won't hear it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Eusebius, are you there? Eusebius, can you hear me? No, there is something wrong with the line. I cannot hear you very well. Something is stopping our cable from fitting in properly into the line you're calling us. Can you hear me now? No, you cannot hear me. Stay where you are. You can hear me, but the rest of the world cannot hear you. So we need to switch our lines from the lines which is called the mains feed into our control system to the one we have for auxiliary input. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's better, far more better, because you're coming clear through my headset. Anything I can hear on my headset, everybody in the world can hear it. Technology is fantastic, not superstition. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Eusebius Ugo, and we are here today with Director Nnamdi Kanu, broadcasting from New York City to the entire world. I am using this opportunity to appeal to our dear friend brothers and sisters residing in the United States of America. This is a cause that this cause we are fighting for is for every one of us. It's for our family, our children, and our future generation. So this is not the time for you to relax in your living room and go and get it for you. Everybody has to come out and join this noble cause so that we can be able to fight it once and for all and get it for our family, our families, and our future generation. So I am appealing to you guys to come out and join this noble cause. It is for all. It is for us. It is for our future generation, and it belongs to us. It's not that we are requesting it from somebody. It's something that we inherited, and we have to maintain it. It's for us, and it's for us. So we have to fight for it, not to gain the freedom. So every one of us should come and join hands so that it can be easy for every one of us. That is all I wanted to let you guys know. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We welcome all the wonderful work all of you have been doing down here, and you must continue to do it. And David has just walked in right this very minute. It is therefore my responsibility to draw him to the microphone to please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra. He's been doing exceptionally well, him and the team here. And he came back, but because he's here with me, I will have to crave his indulgence. This caller has been calling us for a very long time. If he's still the same person, I don't know. Let's go and find out. The caller on the line, if you can hear me, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Kingsley Woko.
Kingsley Woko.
Kingsley Woko from River State.
Where are you calling? From where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Germany.
Go ahead, from we are Germany. Listening. The whole world is listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, please. I want to know something. That like now, they are saying, Jonathan have a ticket, automatic ticket from PDP. If Jonathan win, what Biafra will do? I want to know. I want to ask this.
Even if my father wins the election, there will be Biafra. I have said what I said before, and I'll say it again. Everything within our powers will be deployed to ensure the coming of Biafra as quickly as possible. And the way we are going to do it is not something for me to announce here on air. If you take my father, His Royal Majesty, Ezeaio Kanu, and make him the president of the zoo, Biafra will come. I'll fight against him, and Biafra will come. I don't care who you make the president of Nigeria. It's irrelevant to me.
Okay. What I'm saying, the Jonathan from Biafra. If Jonathan win the election, want to restore Biafra.
If Jonathan wins the election, what? I didn't quite get that.
Well, yeah.
Hello? What is going on? Can you hear me? I don't want you to see him as if I cut him off. I didn't touch his line. Can you hear me? Kingsley, can you hear me?
I said that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I said, when Jonathan win the election?
Mm-hmm. How do you know he's going to win? This is the only democracy in the world where you can predict with certainty.
I'm just saying. I didn't say he win. I said, when he win. When Jonathan win. Mm-hmm. If Jonathan win from the Biafra, Jonathan is a Biafra. If yes. he win... I want to study Biafra. Yeah. What Biafra will do? They will allow him to stay in Biafra to rule as the president of Biafra.
If he resigns today and declares Biafra, I will support Jonathan to come to Enugu to become the new president of Biafra. Is that clear?
If he declares, in Nigeria, he wins the election. And go out from Nigeria, I want to study Biafra as a president, as a Biafra. What we will do? evil will accept it.
Jonathan is irrelevant. I will not accept it. The only thing I will accept is the coming of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't give a damn who is the president of the zoo. I don't give a damn who is responsible for the lives of the monkeys that inhabit that British colonially built zoological republic. I am not interested. It doesn't matter to me. I said to you before, if you take my own father, whom I love very much, my father to me is more important than anything alive. If you take my father or you take my mother and you make them the joint presidents of the zoo, it will not change my perception, my views, my determination to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. People must understand, we are not like other people, you see. We are not like those you have ever seen. Listen to me very carefully, please.
Yeah,
before we came, there was no people, or there were, my grammar has to be correct, please. I went to school. Before we came, there were no set of people like us. Now that we are here, there will be none. Some people tried and they have collapsed. When we are gone, people would wish that we lived forever and ever. Understand me very carefully. Biafra is not negotiable. It's not negotiable.
I'm hearing you good. But what? If you understand what I mean, you understand what I'm saying. I said that. Now, Jonathan is in his zoo, called Nigeria. Now, if Jonathan win the election, I didn't say win. He said when Jonathan win the election.
Yes. Go ahead, I'm listening. I don't know if he's still there. Kingsley, can you hear me?
You want to be the president of the Biafra. What people will do? People will accept him to be the president of the Biafra.
No, listen, it is a question of timing. If Jonathan declares, it's a question of timing. Everything depends on time. If Jonathan declares for Biafra today and comes to Enugu, we'll rally around him and there'll be Biafra. If he waits to become the president of the zoo, by telling us, please wait, after I'm elected again, I will declare Biafra. That is rubbish. Where is Enugu Airport? Where is Second Niger Bridge? Are we children? Anything he's going to do, we want to see it before we give him any support. That thing is, he comes to Enugu at night, packs one of his presidential jets somewhere, goes and says, I am a Biafran, and I have come to stay in Biafra land. We rally around him. And as simple as that, as long as you're in Abuja or Lagos talking about Biafra, that is rubbish to us. Doesn't make any sense to us. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I'm hearing you.
So anything he's trying to tell us, if he's trying to promise us, vote for us and there'll be Biafra, rubbish. No. The Biafra we are pursuing is better than anyone who promises us.
Yeah. My brother, don't be alone. I'm calling people from Ikwela to deceive them, to talk to them. But my own problem, now people are telling me Jonathan have a automatic ticket from PDP. Now, they want to see. Because people are telling me, the many people I'm calling, say they want to see what will happen. Then I say, what Jonathan win? Now, Jonathan win as a PDP, as the zoo in Nigeria. Now, they want to remove, they want to go out for Nigeria and they come out and Biafra as a president. What do you people will do?
I said that Jonathan, whatever he does is irrelevant to us. The only thing I will accept is Jonathan declaring for Biafra before he contests any election. Anything done afterwards is immaterial to us. That is the clearest answer I can give you. It is a question of timeline. It is the same concept of Rubicon. You cross the line and there is no retreat. Before you get to the line, you can do anything you like. Once you cross the Rubicon, you continue to march to Rome. You don't stop anymore. It's as simple as that. If you want to declare for Biafra, now is the time to do so. Anything coming later, we will not accept. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. I welcome your call. All the time we are going to the line. The caller on Skype has been waiting for a very long time. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is somebody on Skype. They are not listening. They are not paying attention. In which case, we disengage them immediately. We are going to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please turn your listening device down. You cannot listen to
all right. This is Fortune Agu.
Yes,
and I'm calling right again. I just want to.
Fortune, turn your system down.
Listening device is down.
Good, good. Go ahead.
So, I'm calling from United States of America, Texas, precisely, Austin, and I just heard one of my brothers talking about Jonathan being a Biafran or not being a Biafran. But all I'm trying to say and all I'm trying to tell people out there, it doesn't matter whether Jonathan declares Biafran today or tomorrow. What matters is what is our concept and how many people still want to stick to Biafran and who wants to go with us, because over there we don't really care who is moving on with Biafran or who is not moving on with Biafran. What I want to say to the world and let everybody know is that if Jonathan rules or not, Biafran will still come. So if he declares Biafran tomorrow or next tomorrow, Biafran will still rule. That's by the way. I'm just trying to give him a point because we all know that Biafran is coming and Biafran is coming to stay for good. Well, I would like to ask a question. And the question I really want to ask is, during this point of politics, because right now I've been hearing that a lot of politics are going on and a lot of issues is being tabled and they're trying to elect new people on the post and everything. So I'm trying to ask right now at this stage, where is Biafran stand? I mean, what are we about doing at this stage right now?
What we're about doing is to ensure we sensitize our people, we inform them, we educate them, and we tell them what to do at the right time. We cannot, as our sister Victoria said, we cannot unlearn decades of rubbish being pumped into the heads of our people without, first of all, intellectually unraveling them and rolling them back. We are in the process of cleansing the thought process of a people that have been enslaved for centuries. It will take time, but that's what we're doing. So our effort to educate our people is very, very key to the success of what we are doing. Very, very important. And that is exactly what we are doing now. In terms of our operational detail, I cannot tell you. But I'm making one thing very certain, that things cannot be the same come the end of 2015. I don't change. If they don't give us Biafra by the end of 2015, 31st of December, people should start to plan to migrate to Somalia to be far more better. That's all I can say on that.
Sure. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
I mean, everybody is with you as long as we just plan on what's our next plan. I know, speaking of our next plan in the Radio Biafran is not what we came
it's
to
not,
do.
It's not what we came to do, no.
So, yeah. So, that's okay. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is one of our younger daughters who are here prepared to work very hard for her country, and she's going to do so. She's going to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our very good work. We must continue to do so in the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama only is God. I will now go to David. He's here. He's been waiting very patiently, and I like that. This is Radio Biafra. I hope not when we praise you now tomorrow in Nubukwisi. It's turned in a Konuko. Is that correct?
No, my director.
Good. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Biafrans. Good evening and good morning. My name is David Ezekwesili. I'm from Nobi in Idemili Local Government, Anambra. I want to use this opportunity to thank our director for his visit to New York City. Director, we welcome you. We appreciate all your effort you are doing to restore our country, Biafra. We thank most especially your wife to let you move around the way you do. It's not easy, man. At the same time, I want to thank our father that we visited yesterday with the wife. We appreciate your hospitality. And we say Chukwa Biama will bless you all. Director, the coward that was calling me the other time, he tried to be a man and call me back today. He showed his number.
Yeah, that's very good.
And that was from London. From London, but he's not man enough because he was answering David Banefo, but that was
is a new name now.
No, he sounds like a Yoruba guy, but he's not an Igbo guy. Well, I thank you for picking up the courage to call me, but you are not man enough. You should have called director and do all the explanation you were doing with me, because I don't have any business with you. The only thing I can say to you is, if you can't beat him, then why can't you join him? Or just go and do your business instead of you just calling someone on the phone and yabbing like a kid playing in the park. Okay, so that one is gone. I want to encourage our Biafrans in Brooklyn, New York, precisely. Queens and Staten Island. Those of you who are listening, secret listeners, I want to encourage you guys to come out and support this struggle. Even if you don't want to come out to support this struggle, I will encourage you to go on the website www.biafra.co and make your own contribution. $5, $10, $20, any amount. Go ahead and make the payment. If you don't want anybody to see you, you know, because some of our people here, they're scared. I don't know what they're afraid of. And this is your country. So that's what I want to encourage you. At the same time, and our Biafrans in the Bronx, I want to thank one of our brothers that called from the Bronx. We are looking up to you. I know you are equal to the task, watching them out to support us to preach the gospel in the Bronx. We have so many Biafrans in the Bronx, Director. Yes. And we believe after this program that this will be New York is going to be a good fertile ground. You're going to hear a good testimony. People will start coming out. Okay, even if you don't want to come out, go ahead and donate. So thank you for listening. At the same time, I want to thank Mbadike. As a number, director's visit was not well planned or announced in advance, but people here show that they are men from Big Apple. I want to thank Ugo, Austin, Nanyelugo, and Mbadike himself. These are the men. Thank you for supporting. I will stand by. And also, I want to thank
you speak barrister. Your voice is like Barry White. It's very, very deep and sexy.
I want to thank Dr. Engineer Uchemefor for the good job, and Barrister Emma Mizu. We appreciate you guys. And Lolo Chidema, thank you guys for good job. And Director, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. I don't know if they can hear me. The caller on the line, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Please turn your system down.
Hello, good evening.
Good afternoon from here.
Yeah, good evening. I'm calling from Europe. I'm in Italy.
In Italy, what is your name, my dear sister?
My name is Mrs. Chizamam Odo Onyekwe.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I'm from Owerri.
Which part of Owerri? Are you from the same village as our own eminent barrister?
Owerri Town.
Owerri Town. That is where barrister comes from. Please go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I've been listening to the discussions. In fact, I will say this is the first time I really paid attention to listen to all the discussions that are going on there for the Biafrans. It's not like we don't have the trust that things could work out very fine. But I don't know how far and how wide the information on Biafran on the move for Biafran's restoration has gone. If I may ask.
Yes.
To what extent have Biafrans in the USA and in the United Kingdom, maybe those in the diaspora or whatever, how much contributions have they given towards the upkeep of this move for Biafran restoration?
Quite a lot. Quite a lot. I came to United States for a very important meeting. I did not want to make my presence here public, but one thing led to another and I'm here now. The support we've been getting from the handful of people who have been supporting us here in the USA has been phenomenal. So far, they are the ones that support. Don't forget that the greatest listenership we have in the whole world is from the USA. They don't know we monitor them. If you go to our website and listen to us, we know where you're listening to us from. Now, also from Europe, they are the ones sustaining Radio Biafra. If you want to know how massive this effort we are embarking upon is, go and Google it. Then you'll find out. You cannot mobilize people all over the world in over 88 countries if you are not credible. We have been able to do that, which nobody before us was able to do. What I suggest you do is that our family in Italy overall is very, very strong under the command of Michael Iruanya himself. In the area where you are in, we do have zonal coordinators there. Try and attend a zonal meeting. The ideas you possess are fantastic. Go and include it in our meeting. We will work with it and then you will see what shall become of this very effort of ours.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm very glad to have gotten this. And I would want to let you know that so many, one person, I am a woman, and one person that will continue to advocate for Biafran restoration as a country is somebody like me, because I believe in the culture of the Igbos. And I would also want to say that we have been so much marginalized. Even staying abroad, when you have contact with people from other parts of the of Nigeria, you know that the Biafrans are really not being accepted. So the earlier we disintegrate, the better.
Wonderful.
I just wish I could give my own contributions that will lead exactly to the upkeep of this move.
You will be able to do so. People say that all the time. We tell them very simply, if you go to radiobiafra.co, if you go to Radio Biafra website, on the right-hand side, you will see the donate button. You'll be able to use it to donate whatever you can, not once. I ask people to be like our sister, my dear Nenaya, who happens to be our financial head. She's been contributing every month to Radio Biafra since April of 2012 till this very day. She has never shaken. I want you to be like her. Go and contribute something every month to the upkeep of this very effort, and you will hear and wait to see what will happen very soon. We assure everybody when we say something, we do it. And the disintegration of the zoo will commence very, very soon, we can assure you. Thank you, my dear sister. Is this your number ending with 2698?
Yes.
I will give it to the head of our women to contact you. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Have a nice time.
And you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, God
thank
bless you.
And
God
you too. Bless you, and you, too. You too. Thank you very much. We are doing our work and some people shall remain deeply appreciative. Others may flounder. Others may go from place to place, but for us, we remain resolute, we remain determined, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. The time here now is 4:15 p.m. in the evening, the same time, 9:00 p.m. in my country, my home, my beloved land, Biafra land. Very, very critical that we remember that. That is the time there. And from there, we set the time all over the world. After all, that is where time itself began. You don't know that, do you? And you go, you kneel before a Yoruba pastor. You don't know that time itself started off the coast of Biafra land. It is called... No, I will not tell you. Go and research it yourself. This is Radio Biafra. Ask yourself where zero latitude is and zero longitude. Draw the cross on your map. Zero latitude, zero longitude. Where is it? Zero, because you count from zero before you count one, two, three. Come on, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me directly?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Your voice sounds very crisp. It's just like that of David here, who is sounding very white.
Watching him,
please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
I'm in this country. I'm from Ihiala.
Thank you.
One thing I've noticed is that a lot of people over here in Bronx, some of them have already paid for have already bought a land where they will be buried, so some of them are thinking of going back home. Oh yeah, because when you interact with them, the kind of things that are coming out of their mouth, you'll be thinking, who are these people, you know? So some of them have got their graveyard and continued in that. So when you're telling them about their first, they will be thinking otherwise. They will tell you, forget about that. Someone listening will tell you that Nigeria is doing very good because all of them are attached to all these political food lumps over there in the zoo. You know, so they are thinking that our country is going to be better. We are praying that zoo is going to get better. But from the way I'm looking at it, honestly, I'm praying for what is going to happen tomorrow. Let me start happening now. But rest assured, we are victorious because the hand of God is in this.
Yes.
That's what I want to tell you. I'll make every effort within my reach. I'll reach the people. I'll talk to them. I'll spread the flyers. Let me see what's going to come out. But because this is said, I know Bronx and America in the whole is going to be a fertile ground for this restoration of our land, our country. Okay?
Yes.
So, I applaud you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I was saying something before why Africa is replete with dictatorships because people don't know how to handle praise. When you praise them, they think they have arrived. And that is why those of them who are in power, they keep hardening their stance until they become dictators. Because our people can handle it. Anytime you praise somebody, they overstep their station. They think they have arrived. They are now a big shot because they are famous. Radio Biafra made them famous because of that. They think they've arrived. That is why there is going to be a meeting this evening of the Directorate of State right after this very program. There will be massive overhaul. There will be no more women's group worldwide. It will be broken down into countries. They will be run according to countries. No more women's group worldwide. Never again. Never. It will be run within countries and their borders. From this very minute onwards, the Directorate of State and the COC must take note to ensure the implementation of this with immediate effect. With immediate effect. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work because Chukwu Abiama is God. Our number, as always, it never changes because we are here in the States. It is 01347257-2894. I repeat, 01347257-2894. This is Radio Biafra. We are moving forward. We are and must remain resolute and unstoppable because the work we are doing is divine, ordained in heaven itself for the benefit of mankind on this very earth. Therefore, wherever you are, seek out the nearest Biafran family to you and make sure you go there and give us the benefit of your views, your opinion, your advice, anything you have in your locker, in your possession, you feel or think will be able to advance this very course of ours. And once again, our numbers are +1 347 257 2894 01 347 257 2894. One of our lines for some reason is down. The Radio Biafra 1 is not working for some inexplicable reason, but Radio Biafra itself is working, and also Rapid Response 68 as well. For all the principal officers, those with announcements to make, they must come there to make it. And also our other line is +44208 133 9976. +44208 133 9976. And this is Radio Biafra. We are in New York, and our people are turning up. They are responding in the best way that they can, and we want them to continue to do so. And we are going to, I would not say break with protocol, because that is always what we have always wanted to do. We have always wanted to do that. But what we are going to do today is to try to recap our news headlines and accompanying the summary. We are reporting today that a Yoruba man called Akonde have blasted Jonathan and said he is an ingrate to Yoruba people. Most of you send us messages to say, please, why can't you keep repeating the headlines? And we intend to do so, but your calls are so much that we want to squeeze in as many as possible. That is the problem, and that is the reason why. Let's go and take all of... Oh, my goodness me. There are too many calls to take. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The one on the two other lines, remain where you are. I am going to the U.S. number, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn your system down. Can you turn your listening device down, or you go away from the room where you are?
Yes. I'm hearing you.
Yes, please go ahead. We can also hear you. The whole world is listening to you. Please go ahead.
Am I talking with Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on the air. Even Obama is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Nnamdi, my name is Joseph.
Joseph, are you...
I'm from Umaloma in Ibadano.
Joseph... Joseph, are you the son of Zebedee? Who is your father? Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
So, Nnamdi Kanu, I want to join others to commend you.
Thank you.
So, keep it up. I want to tell you that I'm a Catholic priest.
You're a Catholic priest.
I'm preparing the gospel here. Yes.
That's good.
Yes, I'm preparing the gospel. Although, there are three times you'll be saying the things that I don't like, but I also like our Biafra, and I still want our Biafra to come. I'm telling everybody where I'm working now,
yes,
that we will have Biafra. In fact, I want to tell you that I used to tell one or two persons Biafra, about Biafra every day.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I used to tell them about Biafra every day. So I'm also encouraging them in my place of assignment that they should tell all our brothers and our sisters who are in the northern part of this country to come back home. To come back home. In fact, what I will do in this Christmas period, I will tell them that if you go back, whatever happened to you, you are the person to bear the consequence.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I want to thank you and then commend you. And also, we all are praying for our Biafra to come. And I'll be very happy to see Biafra come. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I have so much respect for you. People like you are those that will get us Biafra. This is, you have demonstrated something which lacks in black people, which is the reason why we black people are so backwards. Despite the fact that you and I may not agree on the theological stance which I have taken in relation to my faith and my belief, you recognize, even as a Catholic priest, that something is more important than your disagreement with me, and that thing is Biafra. That is why I commend you very, very highly. That is why you have my respect. And you, your type of people are those we are looking for. Those who can see beyond minor inconsequential differences and go for the bigger picture. That is why in America,
you may ask a better, I've been fighting with a better in our Facebook. So we've been fighting ourselves in our Facebook there with wars and this and that. I told a better that I still believe that Biafra will come. But at times, certain words people are using, I don't like. But I still believe that Biafra will come. Because there are things that you people say, I will investigate. You know, I will investigate, but some of them are lies.
Like what? There was one day
somebody said in this radio, Biafra.
No, I mean what I said. Hold on. They go ahead and say what is a lie you think you heard on radio.
Yes. What is a lie is this. What is a lie? Somebody said in radio Biafra that all the markets Okolota building now, they are giving it to Aota. And that one is a lie. Now.
I don't know where you heard that one. I have forgotten, but I don't know how that could be possible. I know he helped them.
Hang on.
Not me. Not Uche Mefo, not Barrister Mamizu, not any member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Therefore, people are entitled to their opinion. That is number one. Nobody is disputing the fact that the Hausas have disproportionate influence in the running of Okorocha administration in Owerri. Nobody's between is it Barrikin Hausa or is it the Sarikin Hausa in Owerri? Did Okorocha not buy him a vehicle? I'm asking.
I know that. I say that I'm not even a fan to Okorocha. Although he's from my part of Idato now. I'm from Idato and he's from Idato, but I'm not even a fan. But what I'm saying is that some things that being aired here are untrue. Some of us are on the ground know that
I need
untrue.
You to tell me when you say it is untrue. You said you have gone to some people. Sometimes people, and that is their own opinion. What I want you to do is to fault the editorial stance of Radio Biafra. That is how you judge me, not by what somebody said. Somebody else can call after you and say what that priest is saying is nonsense. I want you to fault the editorial line of Radio Biafra.
Sorry for the interruption.
No,
now.
No problem. Go ahead.
I want you to direct me. If you have my number, direct me to the person. I would like to give him my, even if it is 1,000 naira every month for this struggle, to tell you that I'm serious about it.
I know you
I
are.
I want you to direct me. Call me. My name, let me give you my full name. My full name is Reverend Father Joseph Alekwe.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm not disputing you.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm not disputing what you're saying. I agree. That you are a
bona fide
Biafran.
I'm in my room now. So I want you to help me to know some people I will meet to talk to them, and I don't even want to make myself known like that, except those who are hearing my voice now through the radio. But just I want to know the people, and then I want to be supporting, even if it is 500 naira, even if it is 200 naira. But I want to support you to tell you Monday that I am in full support. No matter the disagreement between sometimes you people and myself, but I want my Biafra to come.
And I don't normally do this, but I'm going to actually store your number privately in my phone, and I'll be conversing with you because you are a priest that I've actually demonstrated far more superior intellect and understanding of the problems that afflict us more than most. Therefore, I will contact you personally. I will contact you myself. You have no problem. But you're a priest. You can afford more than 1,000. Unu Diego. They say Catholic priests are very rich.
No. Don't say that. You are not eligible. So when you say that, you are not me now.
I know you're
when
not.
You say that, you are not
I know you are not rich.
I'm not a year before.
I know you're not. Of course.
And since you're telling my number,
you will visit me one day and see the place I am.
I will come to see you.
And then see whether I am eligible or not.
I am coming home, my dear brother, and I will come to see you. It's a promise from me. I'm coming.
Yes, I would like it. I would even create a forum for you to talk in the church if you come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah to that. I am coming. I will come with my people.
Okay.
And this very gospel will be preached in the Roman Catholic Church. Hey, I hope the Pope can survive it. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you and God bless you.
No, it's not that we are not talking about this thing you are saying. Some of us are talking about this thing you are saying. But some people are seeing many of us as if that we are this way and you are people like this way. We are not that way. If you come here, some of us, you will know what is happening.
Yes.
And that was what I was discussing with Ebere. I said, Ebere, stop having the church. The church is not your problem. What is your problem is ourselves. We Igbos are our problem. Those taking the money from our people are there, have a problem. The church is not our problem. And I'm a priest and I'm saying it, that the church is not our problem.
And I agree with you. Nobody said the church is a problem.
Yeah.
It is the psyche, the understanding, the way we process information that may sometime hinge upon our perspective or views about the scriptures that we have been imbibed with from very early age. That's all we're saying. But thank you very much. You have spoken like an intellectual, an enlightened
man,
and I welcome that.
Thank you.
We may disagree, but you have spoken very, very well. And I welcome that. You and people can disagree. You and somebody can disagree on a point of principle, but it should not affect Biafra. This is a Roman Catholic priest. I hit them very hard, of course. But here, he is saying that Biafra is more important to him. I don't store people's number that easily, but I shall have stored his own. He's a good man. He is a good man. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please give us your name.
Can you hear me? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Loud and very clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, my brother. I'm calling from Owerri. I'm Okara for Michael. Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Please, I want to make an announcement to all the Biafrans living in the northern Nigeria. Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead. We are listening. Okara, we are listening. Go ahead.
Please, I don't know if my dear brothers in the north are listening to what I'm saying tonight. Please, I'm trying to advise them that Biafra is coming for real. Please, I don't want most of our brothers to die in the north because of a story building or 10-story building, 10-story. Please, I'm advising every one of them who is living in the north, Sokoto, Maiduguri, Kaduna, Abuja, please. Please, my dear brothers, my dear dear friends, please come home. Come and establish whatever you want to establish here in Imo State or any part of Biafra land. Please, you are free to do it because Republic of Biafra is a real and seen it. I'm Okraf, Michael Okraf. I'm calling from Omoopo Emadiam over the West local government area. I've seen the sign of the coming of Biafra. Please. This is my own advice to all Biafrans living in the Northern Zoo. And my director, please, I want to say one thing again, because you are calling us zoo. While we are living in Nigeria today, this area I'm living today, you call us zoo here. Are we in the department of the snake or in the department of the elephant, or which part of the zoo do we belong? This is my own question, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. It depends on the cage you're in and how you see yourself inside that cage. You can be in a cage. We are compartmentalized, all of us, in our respective cages where we are. I don't think that the zoo is capable of human civilization and for that reason should be torn to pieces. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Is that me?
Yes, it is you. Please, my dear sister. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay, this is Amaka Nwanebo. I live in Atlanta, and I come from Ubuta, and Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to pledge my allegiance to my country. Because, Director, you are in the United States, and I think it's our responsibility for we Biafrans in the United States to always check in and, you know, support what we are doing. And I want to thank you especially for your commitment for your country. We don't have to say thank you because you are working for your country. Your dedication is all our inspiration. And I hope that everybody will just emulate what you are doing and then just put in whatever that we all can do. And I want to use this opportunity as well to appreciate our women. Biafran women, you are formidable. And we are moving forward. Forward ever and backward never, because we are going to reach our promised land.
You see?
God has decreed it, and like Director, you always say, anybody that stands on our way, we will crush.
Of course.
Crush and crush and crush again. Our iron Biafran lady, Ndewo, you are making your country proud. And every Biafran, wherever you are, in diaspora, in Biafra land, keep moving forward. We are moving forward. We are not going to go back. And I am at work now, and I just want to use this short time to say hello to each and every one of you. And we are just slaves here, you know, running in and running out, but we have a hope. Makana ndi bona atu inu sena. Ago unwelu nche kubana rebu mmadu. Knowing that we have this hope, the Afra hope, it will keep us going. That is my my thing. And like I say, everybody please keep doing what we're doing. Everybody keep putting in whatever you can. And Chukwa Biama will bless all our efforts.
He said,
and Uche Mefo, Barrister Imam Mezu, Nde Wonu, Iunu Neme Buli Buobuka, Chukwu Adeyama Gozienu, Chukwu Biafra Gozienu. Chidimma Monday, God bless you. Chukwu Adeyama, the God of Biafra, bless you. And I want to say again, keep on keeping on, and we are moving forward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us. There is somebody on Viber. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, and the whole world is listening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, my dear sister. Too many women calling us from the USA or the Kwama.
Yes, yes, it's well. Director, my name is Margaret Irania, the wife of Peaceful Chukwemeke Irania.
Wow.
The American Continental Rep.
Wonderful, wonderful, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome to the program. And
thank
I must commend you on the soup you cooked when I came to your house.
Thanks, Director.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. I did not find any space. I must say, wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I really want to thank you for your selfless service to our people. And I want to thank your family for letting you do what you love to do. God will surely bless them. I want to thank all the people, our people out there, all the officers for all their selfless services. All the people that have been helping in this struggle. I pray that Almighty God will bless you bountifully. You will surely receive the blessing, and Biafra will come in our time. I want to encourage all of us. The Word of God tells me that iron sharpens iron, so we'll keep sharpening each other. Just like Uche Mefo will always say, I will use this phrase, let's keep on keeping on, and God will see us through.
And I want to encourage all of us with this biblical phrase. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Edoma to the sea. Though the giants will be on our way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. Only move on to the righteous side with God, and God will see us through. The God that has put this revival in us, didn't start it in vain. He will see us through. Director, I pray for more wisdom, more strength. I don't know. I don't envy you. I don't know how you do what you do. It's only God knows. And he will keep you for us. And he will bless all of us.
Yes,
and we will achieve our end to his glory and to the shame of devil. Thank you, my dear people of Biafra. God bless you all.
And God bless you. You're a fine woman, and so also is your family. I have a particular mention for your husband, who is also great. And we are glad that our own very first family here in this very continent and down is with us in this very effort, mind, body, and soul. I cannot thank you enough, because if a wife does not support the husband, you're not going anywhere. It's as simple as that. We commend you for your support. We commend you for your love and affection towards your country, which you have shown via the efforts being made by your husband, for which we shall remain eternally grateful. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are now going to our brother or sister, I don't know, who has been on Viber ever since, and I commend them. Before I go to them, I commend them for their patience. Please, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are in New York City in the USA.
Yes, Director. Hello, I can hear you, Director.
Please, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
So, yeah, good evening. Good evening. And I can see the good job you are doing. Well done for everything. And
the good job we are all doing. All of us are doing a good job. Not just me. Everybody is doing
a good
job. Yes,
everybody. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. You're saying the truth. I just want to speak on the reference for that accord now, because there is a, I don't know if you could remember, like, my name is Tochukwu Nwankwo. I call from Sweden. I'm calling from Sweden. So I come from Anambra, Agwata local government, King Katobi preside. I don't know if you remember, there is a one time I speak with you about one reverend father. I don't want to call the name, so, you know, because of the security.
Yes, 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 yes.
So you remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know, like, I've been trying to reach him, like, you know, trying at times. There's one time, Seth, I add him on Facebook and I send him some message.
Yes, go ahead.
I later find out that he deleted me out from his Facebook. I don't know whether he... So it's not them controlling Facebook.
The Reverend Father deleted you because you talked about Biafra or what?
I don't know. Like, I send him some message about Biafra and then, like, later I find out...
He's not. Because he's not strong.
I say maybe he's not the one controlling the Facebook. Maybe he's not him or something, you know. I believe that maybe it's not him. So, like, I just want to know, like, if this Reverend Father can maybe help us to reach, because I want you to get a platform there, like, have a chance to speak to the people in adoration. Like, you know, like, you're going to get many, many soldiers from there, because there is Biafra in the mind of the people there, you know.
So when we go on FM, my brother, that problem will be solved. When we go on FM, ordinary people will be in their cars listening to us, and that is very imminent by the grace of Chukwu Abiam.
Yeah.
He is kind to us, I must say. Very soon we'll be on FM. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Our radio will talk. Go ahead.
So I want to speak to him. If this Reverend Father can help, like, maybe write on him or something, maybe he can listen to him, because he's a Reverend Father too. If you don't go there, if he can speak, like, anything, you know, like, say about Biafra, like, I believe the whole Igbo land is already captured. This is what I'm telling you, I believe.
I have no doubt.
Because a lot of, like, I'm going to tell you, 100% of Igbo, like, you know, the Easterners, they not only Igbo self, listen to him.
Of course, everybody listens, and I also admire his gospel. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. As many Catholic priests as we can get, the better for us. I run the Catholic priest, please, and also Anglican in the process. If you can throw in Amad Jehovah, if it's even better. This is Radio Biafra. Everybody is welcome. After all, Biafra is our home. It belongs to everybody, every denomination, every faith. As long as Tukwa Biama is our God, we have no problem. Please, one and only, stay where you are. We have a caller via Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra 1. I hasten to add, Radio Biafra 1. If this caller can hear me, please give us your name and where you are.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother, because here in New York, it is approximately, I don't know, is it 47? It is 13 minutes to 5 p.m. in the evening, and today I am going to Fifth Avenue, I am going to Times Square, and is it Madison Garden? I am going to do some touristy stuff today. Please go ahead, the world is listening, go ahead.
Director, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Nzeribe Wundo, Director. I'm from Umueze 1 in Imembano, local government in Biafra Land, Imo State.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you.
Yes, Director. Director, I love you so much. I love you.
And I love Director, you too. I love thank all you very, of you. I love this family. I love it.
Thank you very much, Director. Director, honestly, I've been unable to call since because I've been angry with myself because I've not paid my default fees and it's really giving me a headache. I've been wanting to call, but I couldn't because to come up here and say something without paying my default fund is like it makes me somehow, but nevertheless, I know I have to pay. I know I must pay, and I'm praying that Tukwa Biama will provide the money so that I can pay, and my conscience will be free.
Yes,
Director. I want to say something about the caller that called from Port Harcourt. This is not the time we should. Be saying if we should remove the word if in our life as Biafran this time around, because it has done us bad more than good. The last message I read from Asare Dogobo, he said if something will steer him to fight again, that should be Biafra. In another word, he said again that if Ojukwu were to be alive, he would have gone to him. You're always using if, and he has never done us any good. Whether Goodluck wins the election or not, we must emerge as Biafrans. Anything election is not in our diary. This is not what we are here for, and it's supposed not to be discussed because we are not. In any way interested.
My brother, I can hear goat for the Kwama. You said you're in Senegal. I can hear goat for the background. Is everything okay?
Director, hey. I will tell you Senegal is just like one of those villages in that zoo. We are just here, it's not that we really mean to be here, it's just because of the situation of that zoo. That
why did they put you where the goat is?
No, Director, I am the way they build house here, I went upset because there is too much heat, Senegal is a desert, so the sun is too much.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. So, Director, this time around, we need to focus, and there is a friend of mine that I was chatting on Facebook. He was telling me that they need money. He's in India, so I always tell him about Biafra. I've given him the link to listen to Radio Biafra. He always tell me that they are looking for money, not for Biafra. So this, he asked me one question that I said, okay, maybe I'll ask a question so that since he has started listening to Radio Biafra, so that he will see the benefit, because he always tell me, my brother, you left your country to be here to make money or not every time Biafra. So one of the questions he asked me, I said that I will ask such relating question to you so that you will give me answer, and since he's listening wherever he is now, I know that your answer will help many people in such a difficulty.
What is the question?
The question I want to ask is this: in the Bible, if we can go back to the Bible, there is a place Peter asked Jesus, he said that we have left everything to follow you. What will be ours? You know, we have left in that, in this aspect, I am trying to say we have left all those things that they say they came here to do. They are looking for money to the quest of Biafra. I want you to tell the world, our benefit as Biafrans that are struggling now, that have left all these things, you know, to the quest of Biafra. I want them to listen so that such questions, I will know how to answer it when it comes to me again. That
was the reason. You will gain one thing, my dear brother. That thing is called liberty. Now, let me explain liberty so you understand. Liberty means that you are free in every way to pursue any life's interest that you think will bring about your own personal development and that of those that you care about, meaning your family, your community, etc. It means you'll be able to live like a human being. Most people don't understand that they are not actually living like human beings. They are merely existing because they are slaves. In this Biafra you will get, you will not live close to a goat, as I'm listening this evening, for instance, a goat talking when you're talking. Secondly, you will have simple things like opportunities. In other words, there'll be electricity. Your land will be developed. When you put out your passport, when you are traveling, they will not call the SWAT squad or call the army to the airport because your passport is green. You will have dignity. There will be free health care. Everybody will contribute to an insurance scheme so that when you fall sick, you go to the hospital, you will not have to go and start looking for a card. All that rubbish will be gone. There will be very good schools. Your children will be educated free of charge all the way to university level. Anybody that leaves high school at the age of 18 and wishes to live alone, they will be entitled to at least a studio flat. Everybody will have an opportunity to exist in that very land. No politician will have a foreign bank account. If you are not well as the president, you go to the nearest hospital to your office where you are. If there is no hospital, you will die and will bury you. In your next life, if you're the head of state, you will learn to equip the hospitals. These are the things we intend to do. We intend to bring about civilization. Biafra will be the first indigenous African country to be classed as a civilized society. Those are the things you will get. So it's not just one thing. And very finally, please, very, very important, we will also take you closer to Chukwu Abiama in your understanding of God. Because through what we are doing, you will know that Chukwu Abiama is God. Very, very critical for our spiritual development as well. I don't know if I've answered your question.
Yes, Director. Thank you very much. And I know wherever that my brother is now, he's hearing what you are saying. And in this juncture, I will use this opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow, our family meeting here in Senegal tomorrow. I'm appealing to everybody that listens to Radio Biafra here in Senegal to come up so that we can meet up with our expectations. Because now we hardly pay our monthly dues, Director. Could you imagine that sometimes is not sometimes, this time around, since we started newly here, we hardly gather money to pay our monthly dues. Why? We are more than 3,000.
That will change. Don't worry about that. That is going to change for sure, for certain. We know, you know, we have just done atonement, and before that, you know, Uno Wunendi, but when Nigeria came calling, some of you scattered. You know, some people say we are behind you, we are on top of you, we are beside you, we are on top of, underneath your feet. One thing we require of every Biafran is to know when to keep their mouth shut. That is number one. And number two, to be mentally resilient. Mental toughness is key. I see people entrusted with positions behaving like market women. They cannot hold a simple secret. Simple secret in Kitty they can't hold. And they say they are servants of Biafra. I look at them and I laugh. These are idiots. For you to be a good Biafran, you must know when to speak and when to keep your mouth shut. I remember a book given to me by my dear brother, Castro Nkume, in Israel. Most people should go and read. They don't read. If you don't know about freedom fighting, go and read. Ozo Namaki Kesi Akpoganile Ebanya Nodo. Go and read about other people that got their independence, their freedom, their liberty, the way we are trying to do it now, and understand the level of discipline that goes inside it. We are not disciplined. And from today, we are going to be disciplined. All that nonsense has come. All the jamboree period is over. Tonight, Ogugo, no more jamboree. We now face what we came here to do. This is Radio Biafra. One on you, remain where you are. You will close the program for us. I want to go and take this call from this very person. He looks like a brother. The name of this very person and where they are calling us from, you are on Skype, on Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra ourselves. Go ahead. Can you hear me? I'm talking to you. I don't know why it's not coming out. Your voice is not coming through. Can you hear me? No, you cannot. But your voice is not coming out, which is unbelievable. I will go to Juan Onenyi to bring this program to an end. I don't know why the same thing that has been working so far is no longer working. I do apologize for that, our dear brother. I do apologize sincerely. Juan Onenyi, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, my director. So, I want to use this opportunity to thank all our brothers and sisters in the United States, both ones that called in and the ones that didn't call in. And the ones that listen, and especially the ones that contributed to the marvelous broadcast we have. And also, I want to thank Mike Starr, Mike Eisner, Terry Paulson, and also Mr. Gregor for allowing us to do a wonderful broadcast this morning. It's really very amazing. I have an audience, and Dennis Fregas.
Your line is a bit unstable. Your line is unstable. I don't know what is happening. Maybe they're beginning to come after us. But I will relay what you're saying. That is our U.S. national who has done so much work to get us to where we are today under the able leadership of Dr. Engineer Anya. He's a PhD holder as well, a mechanical engineer, working as a mechanical engineer, but also a PhD holder. So when you hear Dr. Engineer, please, it is all merited and justified. And also, one of them himself is also an engineer. We are full of engineers everywhere, left, right, and center. I will finish what he's saying because the line is not very clear at all, and we have to come to the end of our program today. What we are doing here is to thank our friends here in the USA. We have friends here. We have them. Of which principal amongst them is Terry Paulson. We remember them for the publicity they continue to give to the Biafra struggle because they are on AM, which means right across America, people listening. Mark Eisler is also one of us. He hosted the program this morning where I spoke, and he is also a friend of Biafra. And I gave the assignment to our people in Indonesia because they have the best quality shirt. Their Biafran shirt is the best. In fact, that is what I'm wearing now to do this broadcast. The shirt from Indonesia is the best. And I have given them the assignment to produce the shirts. They will produce 4 shirts that we will give a pair, 1 red and 1 black, to Mike Eisler and also to Terry Paulson. 2 each. And I have told them what to put in it. I asked Engineer Rania to contact Indonesia to pass over this instruction that them execute it ASAP. I want to thank all these wonderful talk show hosts and also the public speaker who is Terry Paulson for the work. I don't know why they love us so much. I know why, but I'm not going to tell you people. I can tell you why Mark Eisler and also why Terry Paulson, why they are so much in love with Biafra. But we are not going to tell you, because if we tell you now, we'll not tell you. But they're working very hard for us, and we love them for what they do. And also Max Stora, all of you together, and our dear brother, I will not mention your name, that made all these things possible. You know who you are. You are in California, and God will bless you and your wonderful wife for all the work that you are doing for us. We remember you every day for this very wonderful gesture. You know who you are, and we're very, very grateful. I will go back to Wanonenyi to please conclude for us. Wanonenyi, can you hear me?
Yes, my director.
Please go ahead. Thank you. You're clear now. Go ahead.
Okay. You've already done now I wanted to use this opportunity to make some announcements. We have a deadline. This is to all the zonal coordinators in the United States. The deadline to turn in the names of all the people that have contributed to the Biafran Restoration Fund or Biafran Defense Fund is October 30, 2014. At the end of this month, I need all the names of all the people who have contributed to the Biafran Restoration Fund by October 30, this month. It's very important. And all the people who have paid their contribution complete will be issued a receipt or FID, first identification document. Every person who has completed his payment will be issued an what I call FID, the first identification document. And this is going to be the document that is going to be demanded first from the Biafran embassy. It's very important. And it doesn't mean that the contribution has stopped. Once you start issuing out assistance and also collecting the information, the contribution still goes ahead. So it's still open. But October 30th is the deadline to get all the information. And also, all the coordinators and principals, like I said before, you are responsible to pay for your spouse. You know, most of you have paid theirs, but you have to pay for your spouse also. And there's going to be a very important meeting for all the zonal coordinators in U.S. on Sunday, this Sunday. The access number will be given to you. And next announcement, like I said, there is no requirement to establish a zone. Anybody can open up a zone. The only thing you have to do is to call me for some guidance. And the guidance is just basically we can give you some of the documents we have to help you, run it. And you don't need too many people. We have also a sub-zone. One or two or three people can open up a sub-zone. So you don't need any permission. We need a lot of zones. Call me anytime for this information. I'll give it to you. Call me anytime, day and night. And my name again is Ikenna Wananeyi. I live in Los Angeles. And my telephone number is 323-717-4222. 323-717-4222. And also, the zonal coordinator will concentrate on some of these states. These states, we haven't have any assembly. States like Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana, Arizona, and New Mexico. Brothers and sisters, if you are residing in some of these states, call me so that we can establish a zone. We're going to work out some modalities, for payments and all whatnot. So we need assemblies, as many assemblies as can, we need to establish. And if you have any information, any question regarding the director's visit, you can direct to me, or to
but not direct, before Iranian. Thank you for your support in this visit, and also for asking a lot of questions, and also I thank all the women who have really given us a lot of support. Thank you very much, Director, and we'll be hearing. And also, I just want to mention to you, we are being I'm being prodded by some other radio stations, so hopefully in future, we're working some working on it right now, that want us to, you know, want to talk to us, some of the public television. So I'll let you know when this matures. Thank you, my director, and thank you all the zonal coordinators, the continental rep, the Department of State, and everybody that helps and make this thing a success. Thank you. And also, I want to use this approach to thank you, thank your wife for allowing you to, you know, help us and also allow you to do all this program for us. Then also, Professor Denibo and the wonderful wife, Monica, thank you also for hosting the program. May Chukwuka Adiam bless all of you and guide you and give you a safe journey back to London. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra and the concluding voice of our national here in the USA. Kenawano Nenyi, always a pleasure. I have a directive to give, and I thank our brother Chik Anode for reminding me. The sizes for the shirts in Indonesia, they must listen very carefully, is for Mark Eisler, it will be medium, one red and one black. And the inscription on the front, I will tell you because I want to surprise them with it. I've told the engineer to email it to Indonesia, and he must do so to Isaac Heze, who is indeed one of us. One of us. One of a kind. That is how national coordinators should behave. Isaac Heze. Very silent operator, but very, very deadly and effective. Deadly and effective. Isaac Heze. Engineer will send the message I asked him to send to Isaac Heze immediately. We need for, listen to the names, Mike Aslan. You will send one red, one black medium, and for Terry Paulson, it will be large. One red and one black. What the inscription, what it should have on it, I will be able to advise you in due course. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from New York City here in the USA. I think about an hour's drive from the home of the professor himself, whom I'm sure is listening. Whom we love very much, very dearly, the professor and the wife, all of our people here in the USA. This is not the concluding program for us. I will not be able to determine for sure how things are going to go in the morning, but you should please tune in 7 a.m. as usual, because we will be there to have something to present to you. This is Radio Biafra, your platform, your radio station. You must continue to support us. Very, very key. To support Radio Biafra is very, very simple. Please, you go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co. There is a donate button on the right-hand side via PayPal, the most secure means to transact, if there is one. You go there, you give us your details. Not us. You give to PayPal, you tell them how much you wish to contribute, and please, we're asking you to make it every month so that we can sustain this very effort. That is how we disseminate information. Information is not very cheap at all. It may appear cheap, but it's not. This is where we spend money, making sure we ceaselessly disseminate this very gospel of restoration of Biafra. That is why to us, Biafra will and must remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we must begin to worship, because Chukwuka Abiam is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families, but more importantly, this same God, Chukwuka Abiam, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you are. And from me here in New York City on this day, the 16th day of October, it is simply good evening.
art triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.